It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
This battery only lasts 45 minutes, so it's going to be a short show.
Greg.
It's on the way.
Matt.
The Down Undertaker.
Steve.
If tomorrow I woke up and I was a black, one-eyed midget in a wheelchair with AIDS, my life would still always be better because I knew that Anna Nicole Smith died.
And Vaughn.
You know, Vaughn.
I really wish you hadn't done that.
Sorry. Wow.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You're what the French call les incompetents.
Holy shit. I thought Steve Austin showed up for a second.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Drama.
What are you doing?
Dharma.
Dharma.
Dharma and Greg.
Drama and Craig.
All right, it's the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Ben Franklin.
Yeah, hello, everyone.
Who are you, David Wells?
What up, y'all?
And yes. The guy who will soon be out of a job, Mailman Vaughn.
What? Wait, what? What?
I mean your mailman job.
Why?
Because I got some interesting information about mail.
M-A-L-E.
No, M-A-I-L.
When did this... What the fuck are you talking about?
We are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. If you want to email us, guess what? Aristocratsradio@AOL.com. If you want stickers, ARstickers@AOL.com.
Maybe say if you don't want stickers.
Yeah.
Wait,
and then we'll get an uncountable amount of mail.
Yeah, I know.
How's that going? Is it still two?
Yeah, still two. Shit. Actually, I haven't checked in a while. So I don't know.
What are you asking for it then?
Wow.
Whatever.
Who's running this shit?
Fucking blind man. It's
and it is Thursday. We're alive thanks to Cringe Humor.
Yes.
Radio.com. Very exciting.
Extreme.
Hey, tell me what happened last night. Did you guys went to?
We went to the Cringe Humor show in, I almost said Philadelphia, in New York City. New York City.
Wow.
Remember that didn't go by far at all.
No. Anyways, in Carolinas of Broadway, very fun. We were front and center, which was very embarrassing.
Yeah. I guess given the way we look, didn't help either. But
yeah. Well, you know what?
Had Steve been dressed the way he is today, we might have been safe.
We would have been okay.
If the two of you dressed the way you were, this would have been...
Hold up. I wasn't there. So what was it, like three white guys in all black?
Basically, it was two white guys in all black and one and a half black.
Yeah. I got dressed. I put on a social D shirt. Mm-hmm. Like a black overshirt, and I had my nice black leather coat that I wear when I'm going out fancy with a half a button on it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and so I go out, and I'm just like, shit, I shouldn't have worn this much black because I know Matt's going to be decked out. I hope Steve isn't. And much to my chagrin, Steve shows up in complete black. You were complete black, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Matt, of course, was complete black.
Extra dark chocolate.
So the only color on us, aside from our pale skin, was my blue jeans. My Johnny Blue Jeans.
So it was like a reverse Oreo in a way?
So
two fats in the middle of one thin?
Wow.
There was eight comedians.
I'm not fat, you prick.
Not you, you asshole.
I think out of the eight comedians, seven commented on us?
Pretty much.
We were a band, like three times.
Three times we were a band.
We were Satanists.
Magicians.
Yes.
Magicians. I don't remember that.
I was, who was the one who said that I kept heads in my basement?
That was Voss.
That was Voss?
Yeah. Okay.
They said we didn't get laid, which is completely contrary.
Matt was Ben Franklin, which made me laugh very hard.
Well, I thought I was the only one who got it the first time said it.
I was like...
And I think he realized that nobody else got it.
He goes...
He goes, why don't you fly another kite?
Oh, no. He goes, what gave you the idea to put the key on the kite?
No, first he said, why don't you fly another kite? Nobody really reacted to it.
Oh, I get
it. And I laughed because I immediately got it. And then he said it again later when he came back to us, because apparently we were that funny to talk about. He said, so what exactly possessed you to put the key on the end of the kite? And finally, everyone else got it.
I didn't get it the first time.
Okay, then.
The kite. Okay.
The key on the end of the kike?
No.
You know what? We got to talk about that. I am 6.25% Jewish.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it shows more and more every day.
Yeah, it really
Anne
does.
Anne Frank is going to become an honorary U.S. citizen. You didn't read about that?
Oh.
After that whole debacle last week, we were talking that
you gotta be kidding me.
She
really?
Wasn't let this, into the States. Now they want to make her an honorary U.S. citizen.
This poses the question, what's the fucking point?
You know what? It's posthumous.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, good.
It's... What are they going to do? Exhume her and, like...
Give her the medal?
I mean, do they have her body somewhere?
I think it's buried
or,
in Europe. I'm pretty sure she's in Europe. Buried in...
They actually have her body? I don't know.
What's left of it?
Well, there was a lot of misplacing of bodies around that time. So
it's like
up in the air.
Yeah, there was a lot of sloppy body placement, if you might say.
Wow. Some poor record keeping.
It's like Lennon's body still in the tomb, you know, and you could see it every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
It is
creepy. It's like in a glass coffin.
Yeah.
That's not creepy or anything.
It isn't.
Oh, I thought you meant John Lennon.
Oh.
No.
The more important Lennon.
No, Vladimir Lennon. The good Lennon.
Oh, the good one.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't see how there could be a mistake with the bodies. I mean, they bulldozed them into a grave, and
they numbered them. And
yeah, I mean, I would say that's
where's the mistake here? I don't
like
get
stiff
it.
Boards, they just threw them into a hole, and then lit that on fire.
Oh, and then they ran out of bullets and started shooting five at a time.
Yeah,
whoops.
Just line them up, belly to back,
one behind the other, asshole and elbows.
talking about this kind of stuff. There's a movie that Jerry Lewis did back in the 70s that he's never going to release. He produced it himself.
The Clown or whatever?
The Clown Who Cried.
Yeah.
And he has it. He's shown people it through the years. And it's a film about a Jewish clown who gets told that he has to march Jewish kids into the gas chambers.
Was his name Krusty?
No. It doesn't explain that. I've seen clips of stuff like on shows that talk about his life. But he'll never show it. I don't know why he doesn't put it out.
Well, maybe after he dies.
Because it was too ahead of its time back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays he probably could put it out and everybody would sit there and laugh at it.
Maybe.
Who comes up with that idea?
I don't know.
Jerry Lewis.
Clown marching Jewish children.
Well, he wanted to change his career. He wanted to get out of all the comedy, stupid, pratfall bits.
Well, that's...
And like jump into a Holocaust movie.
Where he's a clown.
It's kind of the polar end.
Hey, kids! Hey, overmodulated! Welcome to this shower.
Welcome to Auschwitz!
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
Speaking of dead clowns.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Bogota. I read the headline, and I thought it was a joke. I thought The Onion had taken over Yahoo News. Two clowns shot dead at circus.
The clown is down.
They were killed by an unidentified gunman during their performance.
Another
at
clown.
A traveling circus. Wow.
Was there
just shot him dead, left, never found him.
Drive by clowning.
Didn't owe him any drug money or anything.
Well, they don't know. He's unidentified, so.
No coffee involved here. I mean,
coffee?
Yeah.
What?
Colombia.
It is in Colombia.
Wow. I'm the unfunny one.
Wow.
Wow, no, dude. Holy shit.
Just the unintelligent ones here who don't know that Bogota is in Colombia and that Colombia produces more coffee than virtually anywhere on Earth.
Yes, Matthew, it was Juan Valdez. And he hopped on his donkey and he ran away into the sunset.
Who gives a fuck?
I think that's actually someplace else. But anyway. Wow. Whatever, douchebag.
Whatever. Captain Geography.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Carmen Sandiego.
Way to make two dead clowns not funny.
No, they're not. It wasn't funny after you read the first sentence. So.
Oh, man. Oh, Matt is really...
Cool, Craig's here. Hi, Craig.
This was disappointing. Anyway, next story.
Wow.
Oh, it is. Did Craig take you
over?
Well,
we didn't really finish talking about... I guess we did. I don't know. Did we finish talking about the Cringe Humor Show?
No, we really didn't. No.
We'll talk about it some more.
Let's talk about it.
Good.
That was funny. I liked it.
Yeah, all right. We're good now. We can go back to the clown.
Excellent.
But,
How were your $4 sodas?
Oh, they were so watered down.
Mine was good, actually.
Yeah.
Mine was actually good. I was thinking about it before I was going up the stairs. Like, you know what? I paid $4, $8 for soda, but it was good.
$8 for 2 7-ounce Pepsis. Yeah. If that. 6 ounces with the ice.
My whiskey sours were awful.
Wow.
My sour sours were awful.
Yeah.
Sour sour with a cherry on top. The club sandwich is very good, though.
Yeah. I actually didn't get to finish mine because I didn't want to eat while they were doing their bits so they could make fun of me for eating during their bits.
So that's the reason I ate so fast.
Well, hold up.
You devoured.
You were eating too. Okay.
Literally, I saw his quesadillas come in front of him, and I looked down at my sandwich and looked up, and they were gone.
They were.
And he was like licking the sour cream container.
He just took all four of them, folded them up,
and
ate them pizza style.
So in between comedians.
Inhaled them.
Yeah.
So in between comedians, he's slowly eating.
Literally.
Devouring. Like they cut the house light.
Well, No. He figured this once he had a chance, he was gone.
Oh.
He was like in between sets, he was like nibbling, and you were just like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I speedily ate the fries, those thin like
they
twigs.
Were good. I like them.
They were okay, but they were just weird.
Talking about food.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry.
You fat fucks.
And then the club sandwich was pretty good.
It was.
I must say.
Yeah. But it was a good time. And, apparently we had our picture taken on the stage. I don't know. I don't know where that's
I don't think I'm going to show up.
There
was so much light on us. Yeah. I literally couldn't see.
And you're all so fucking pale.
Yeah, well, no, Derek's not that
way. Well, let's discuss the, two people on side of us got ripped
God.
A lot, too.
Yeah.
The one side was like, okay, they had fun with it. It was, you know, some people visiting from Boston or whatever.
That one kid was a little douchebag.
Yeah,
he was a little creepy kid who couldn't take a joke at all. I laughed at every single thing they said about us.
Yeah.
I tried to give them, like, fuel.
Yeah.
For what
he yelled at Voss, why is everyone shitting on me?
Yeah.
Oh.
And basically he said three or four times, I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah. What?
Everything that he said, he's like, oh, just because that happened to you doesn't, you know, mean it's going to happen to me. Like, I'm rubber, you're glue. You know?
It was
terrible. It was really terrible.
I was actually getting, like, douche chills.
Yes, I was.
Just shut up and take it.
The one girl was so embarrassed the whole time. Because they embarrassed that the guy couldn't take a joke.
Yeah, she was fine with it. Like, she was, like, you know, going with it. But the people next to,
behind
Matt and Derek,
yeah.
you know, on our opposite side there, were this hodgepodge of strange people that should never have met together.
They were a band of hooligans.
They were.
Like, they were just, there was a black guy who had, I guess, I don't know, he didn't have a British accent, but he had
he might have been from Africa.
He didn't say a word.
Like, nothing.
Well, I heard him talking right next to me when he was like, no, yeah. No.
He was bizarre.
He was just weird.
He had a relatively attractive British girlfriend, which made me extremely angry.
Yes.
Because he was disgusting.
Yeah,
he was black, number one. That was disgusting, too.
Whoa!
I mean, I'm just saying, especially for a black dude,
all right,
he was ugly.
And, you know, for the sake of comedy, they did pick on him being with a white girl the whole night.
Yeah, true.
So,
oh, God.
Anyway.
Wow.
Then there was a British woman sitting across from them who was, I don't know what she actually was because she wasn't really British. She had some kind of weird, like...
Where did they say they were from?
Like, South Africa, like all of them.
Well, they all lived in South Africa because they worked for an airline. They didn't want to say it.
I know.
They were embarrassed.
They made up that air. They wouldn't say what they were doing. They were just like, it's business. Don't worry, it's
but
business.
Then one said that I'm from Dubai, all smug and like cool, and they were like, do you know where Dubai is? And I'm sitting across from them like, yeah, I know it's in the United Arab Emirates. And
UAE for sure.
The UAE. And it was funny because Voss had no idea what they were talking about.
He really didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't care. He didn't give a shit.
He was trying to pretend like he knew, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because who the fuck cares about Dubai?
Nobody does.
Ain't most of those people who do those internet scams from the United Emirates?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, that was their business problem.
Wait, what do you mean scam? I'm getting like $2 million off of them. My uncle Paul McGuire died in a car accident.
Yeah.
I love those. I never fell for one of those. I've heard people who have.
All the time.
And I'm just like, you've got to be fucking kidding.
Probably right now.
People like their whole life savings they just send to these fucking
people. And I can't read, write, or speak English, and I can't fall for that.
Well, at least you acknowledge it.
Okay.
I mean, acknowledge. Do you know what that means?
If you look at the comments on our MySpace page, you know, which is what is our MySpace page there, Derek?
MySpace.com/aristocratsradio.
If you look at that, and on the occasion that I put a post, I get ripped apart by everyone who.
But you keep doing it.
Yeah, I'm a douchebag. Such an ass.
Yeah, well, he keeps fueling it, and that's fine.
Yeah, it's fun.
I was just angry that these people were at a comedy act. They were sitting right there, and they just. they clammed up. They were all speechless.
Drinking their tea and crumpets.
Well, not even like, yeah, I mean, you know, like you might like a comic's make it fun of you. Like you might not always have something to fire back with, like a tackle.
You're not
but they were
really
like,
supposed to.
But they're fucking rubes.
But we like what we did was acceptable.
Yeah.
We didn't like say, oh, fuck you. I mean, yeah. We were like
you
trying
got,
to throw
you got
stuff
a little
at
snotty.
Them. But it was
they're like literally.
Oh well.
He was like, "Where are you guys from?" And Steve goes, "New Jersey," and we'll keep it at that.
That's no, enough
see,
said.
That's good. Yeah. Enough said.
But that meant to be like, "We're from Jersey. That's why we're weird."
But then when what's his face said he
oh,
looked
okay.
like
that's what I meant.
Looked like David David Well with
David Wells.
Yeah. David Wells.
I didn't. I,
Steve's immediate reaction was,
"I hate that guy."
Instantly. like dude, like I, Matt, do it like he did. You kind of look like David Wells.
I hate that guy.
No, it was even quicker. Like, I didn't even get the s out in Wells. And he was, you kind of look like David Wells. I hate that guy.
Because I have, like, certain, I have, like, five yeah. different responses to everything somebody says to me. So
if he
like,
said David Duke, he would have been fine with it.
I know. He'd be like, I love that guy.
Don't say David Duke.
How about David Duchovny? I love him.
David Duke Duchovny.
Yeah.
Wow. Or if he said he'd Peter Steele, he would be coming. Wow. That was good.
If Scully, said, we're investigating the murder of some niggers, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Shit.
What?
The alien niggers? Malcolm X Files. The spooks is out there.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Scully, do you deny the existence of the Holocaust? Because I do. And I'm done with that.
You should have went with church burnings, not Holocaust.
Well, whatever.
Oh, my God.
It's all a lie anyway.
None of this is pre-planned.
Are we
never
recording
is.
By any chance?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I hope so.
Oh, good.
But yeah.
Wow.
So I look like David Wells. You know, and okay, I didn't really have much to run with, so... You know, I mean, but those people were like, they just were like
fucking rude.
So they were from Europe, so they're like, they're strange. They're like, fuck, they were all beaters.
They were running away from the police after they had a diamond heist, I'm sure, and they ran into there for cover and ended up at a show.
So you had these guys on one side, you had the rube on the other side,
yeah
pretty much going, oh.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Crying
us in the middle.
As his girlfriend's going, oh, fuck, why did I come with this douchebag?
I don't know what it was, a sister or something, a cousin.
Cousin. Cousin and then the cousin's friend.
No, I really don't care. Yeah, but, well, you know what's weird? That's like the third time I've been sat front and center.
Really?
I swear to God, I think like
did you
the
guys...
comedians pay them and be like, if you see any weirdos, just put them up front so I can like make fun of them.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Consistency, this group
honestly,
of people.
Like everyone.
How many other people?
There was a lot of people up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been every show. I don't know.
Basically.
It was like 15 or 20.
They probably were told.
Because we didn't meet anybody.
No, like, you didn't
I didn't know
anybody.
I had no idea who anyone looked
literally
like.
Literally, anyone could have stood up on the stage last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And taken a picture.
We were paying our check, and I saw everyone walk up, and I noticed BJ because I've seen his picture on MySpace.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I was like, oh, that's where we're supposed to go. And so we walked up there. They took the picture, and we literally just like left.
That was it.
And I tried to get a hold of Chris, but he was running around like a madman, and I didn't feel like chasing him and being like, Chris, it's me. Hey, it's me.
The cable guy.
All right, yeah, I know.
I do this.
It's me.
Like I could probably, I don't know. Like, I listen to most of these shows, so it's, you know, I'm trying to listen to every one of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably could figure out who's who. What are you laughing about?
David Duke Coffey.
God. Such an old, he's still laughing about that.
It's fucking funny, asshole.
No, it was good. It was good. Shut up.
But yeah,
so we bolted out of there because we had to catch a train, and Matt had gas.
I definitely did.
And if Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane were dead today, it's because Matthew farted on them. He was like, I'm leaving a present. And then we ran out of the place.
It was right on the stairwell, too, so it was
really
like
did.
Seeping down into the lounge.
We walked to the train station the whole way. Like, every once in a while, Matt would just jump up, like, 7 feet because he farted. He would just run.
Like Mario with the double
turbo.
Jump.
Yeah. Yeah, Turbo Mario. Oh, you were so fucking gassy.
I was. Oh, I don't even know what it was from.
That's fucking horrible.
But it was fun.
So that was our night in New York. It was good.
I'd go back.
Yeah, definitely.
I would, too.
It's good to see
I guess they do it once a month.
It's good to see you guys have fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Vaughn, we didn't invite you.
All right, next time we go, Vaughn, you can pick up the tab.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you my credit card.
I owe you money. You reminded me.
You're not going to invite me next time, asshole.
Like, honestly, I didn't even... I figured you were working.
No, no, but
why didn't I... No, like, honestly, why didn't we think to invite Vaughn?
Well, first off, it was me and you.
Yeah.
And that was going to be it.
Holding hands.
Yeah. Then Derek said he couldn't go, and I told Steve about it.
Derek said he couldn't go?
Yeah.
Me. Oh. I couldn't get out of work originally.
Yeah. Oh. And then I was like, all right, well, I'll get Steve to go. And then Steve and I will just go up there. Mm-hmm. Fine. The day before, Derek says, I can go. And I was like, okay, I'll tell Steve that we're still going. Yes. And that was it. It was almost a last-minute sort of deal.
And then Carly was going to go and then couldn't.
Oh, she got sick.
Yes.
Blah. I don't care.
She was working.
No, I don't care. As long as we have... It's good to have something for the show.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a good time. I had fun.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot.
Yeah.
Really good comedians,
it was very funny,
too.
Yeah, very
I don't even think we promoted it.
I think everyone but one were good.
Yeah.
The guy
yeah.
right before Voss, I don't know what happened with him.
Yeah, I think they put him out just to like just in case Voss wasn't funny.
Right, make him look better. Bonnie McFarlane was good, which is rare for a woman comic.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that little girl?
The first one?
Yeah.
Eliza?
Yeah, Eliza or Eliza.
Eliza,
She was pretty good. She had good material. Very soft-spoken, though. Kind of hard to hear. Uh-huh.
Very little.
And the other guys were hysterical.
Good. Yeah,
yeah.
What? I'm not going to sit here and do the show, but
no, go ahead,
I was
show,
cracking
though.
Up with the rape whistle thing.
That was good.
Funny. Yeah.
Was it to avoid Katrina, the wind chime, nature's rape whistle?
That was good.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess the kid before Voss, his delivery was just not good.
No, he didn't have delivery. That was
well,
the problem.
Should have been the first one on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he actually he might have done worse if he was first because like nobody would have like laughed or anything like
literally he was up there for 4 minutes and he left.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is if he was up first then he didn't have anything to like
true I mean
to worry about beforehand like he didn't like oh god I got to be funnier than that one and he would have been able to set it up so that every person would have been funnier each time.
I could never do stand up.
Okay.
Too stressful.
No, just standing up.
No,
just
I get nervous. I know. I could never stand up.
Like to be in his bed.
Bed
the
source.
Fat adamantium skeleton weighing down.
Nice.
Carbs a night.
You know, I noticed the little girl with the little voice. She had written all her shit on her hand.
Did she?
Yeah, she had shit written all over her hand. I noticed her look at it.
Like, mm-hmm. Just to remember
real
shit.
Quick, yeah. Yeah, you can tell she was a little nervous, which obviously. I was surprised at how like I thought it was going to just be like this mob of people, like this big place.
No, I knew it was going to be a little.
Yeah,
tight.
It was like. Yeah. I don't know. I guess
have you
I
ever
was...
seen a comedy club show?
Yeah, but even still, it just seemed like for New York, it seemed so small. Like I figured it'd be like you know mobs of people and stuff. But
well,
yeah. It was comfortable setting.
Yeah. No, it was comfortable.
The
seat
was
killing
my ass,
it, yeah.
But you know,
no, there could have been more people in the place.
Yeah.
It's just that you know.
Well, it also was a Wednesday.
Yeah, precisely.
Stuff. Yeah,
which is fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they probably get a good deal on the place on a Wednesday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except for food.
So anyway, enough with that.
That's probably where they make out, is with the food and the drinks.
Well, $4 for a Pepsi, I hope so.
You told me not to talk about it, but I kind of do.
What, the...
What happened
thing
with...
happened earlier?
Yeah, with Cousin Joe.
I don't care. Go ahead, but it's I don't want to talk about it because it was just something... We cleaned it up on the show on his show, so I don't know why we need to bring it up here.
No, because I think it's funny. Well, what I
yes,
really
it
think
is funny.
What I really think is funny is that someone actually listens to the show.
Yeah.
To catch
somebody actually went back
and
listened to us.
Yeah.
If you look on
for
the
more
chat,
than 5 minutes.
If you look on the two people in the chat besides Chris, who else is on there? Our number one fan, the guy from Japan.
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in there.
And cool. Does everybody know who we are?
One of them owns Consumer. One of them runs the radio station. And one of them is us. And one of them is a crazy guy from Japan.
Okay, and then there's two other people?
Yeah. And I'm sure they're not listening.
Probably.
They're probably cleaning their toilets.
Yeah. I mean, so anyway, they caught it. Apparently I said something.
Yes, you did.
We actually do have the...
Thank you to Chris for sending
us
the
audio here?
Yeah, the audio.
Okay. Let's hear what Derek said.
Yes.
All right, let's hear the Arista jab.
Did you hear, was it Opie and Anthony this morning? Anthony came out and said, I'll give you $500 if you bring one to the
audience. Why would
area.
You talk about another radio show on the podcast?
Why? It was a good bit.
So let's just revisit it and do exactly what they did. You know what? I'll give you $600 if you bring me a moon.
I ain't giving you shit. No, I was listening. What was it? I was watching a...
I don't know. What else are you going to do?
No,
I was Vaughn, why don't you just watch TV and tell us what you're watching?
All right. And that's the line that... Yeah. Got right. us in trouble, kind of.
Now, in my defense, because I said that.
I thought it was Craig, actually. I forgot.
No, yeah, it was. I thought it was, too, but it was me, apparently. I didn't hear the show before us.
Because you never listen to fucking shows anyway.
No, I can't.
Oh, our shows. Oh, wait,
no. None of us, at least three or four of us.
I get
You're
home,
the only
I
one.
Get home at
Vaughn's the only one who could possibly listen to any shows. I work till 9 o'clock exactly.
Yeah.
So I get here at about a quarter after nine.
Well, I mean, what? He doesn't listen to this show. He doesn't
I know.
He doesn't even review the show to make sure that all got recorded.
I know.
Yeah.
He just posts it and hope to God that it gets put up.
Yeah. But we don't really have any dead air anyway. So.
Well, it was just a fabulous coincidence that day, Cousin Joe was, I guess, doing some kind of bit, or they do something where they. Do something with TV. Like they have a TV in the studio.
They probably were watching something. Yeah.
So I said that, and it was a fabulous coincidence that that's what they were doing that day. But what I was really, really meant was like, you know, why don't you just tell us about everything you do in your life?
Right, yeah.
Basically.
Right.
And also because earlier, I think in the show, the TV was on, and Craig was just watching it.
Yes, he was.
I think all of us, but like, Matt was watching it.
Yeah, I made everyone turn it off.
On mute, we're still watching it like retards.
Hearing the clip, I remember your face right when Devon said it.
He
was so funny. Yeah. It went from like a smile to like this like grimace in like a second.
Disappointment.
What the fuck?
Well, because like a lot of the cringe humor guys are involved with ONA. All right, like they all listen to ONA. Everyone knows ONA, and I have this like kind of feeling where it's like we just want to separate ourselves from ONA.
Yeah.
I used to listen to ONA every day.
Yeah,
but my iPod broke, and I can't because I used to listen to my iPod, and I would really be conscious not to rip off anything that ONA does. Because I know everyone that listens to, or anyone that listens to Cringe Humor, listens to Opie and Anthony.
I mean, but in,
obviously,
for the most part, I'll say.
If you think about what we do, what our show is about, it's like kind of like, I guess the best description would be like a big shows would be like Run and Fez, because we do a lot of wrestling and they're known for doing stupid stuff with wrestling and you know, bringing up wrestling stories, a lot of stuff like that. We're kind of that. We're kind of like that kind of show in a way.
Well, when you get a couple guys just talking bullshitting, it becomes strikingly close to every other show out there.
Every show.
So you got to try and separate yourself. And I try not to like. I don't want to be like the ONA wrap up show. I never talk about. I don't talk about Stern unless it's topical. I don't talk about ONA. I don't talk about Ron and Fez.
Okay.
I just try not to do that.
All right. Well, tonight, when I was listening to the show, I was getting ready to come here.
Mind you, I had no idea anything was going on.
I was just about to jump in the shower. I jump on their chat. I jump on the Cringe Humor chat.
Wait, let me finish. Let me finish what I was saying before. I get home at like 8:30. Wow. Jesus. Apparently Craig is here.
No.
I get home at like 8:30. We start setting up. By like 9:30, we're set up and everyone's here.
Yeah.
And then usually we put on Cousin Joe to monitor and we listen or whatever.
Yeah.
And then whatever. So like I don't hear the Cousin Joe show because we're doing other stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not ignoring them. I'm just never around. I work until 8 o'clock. It's just not possible for me. But sometimes I come home and like there's a message up that a show is on. I listened to BJ the other day. I listened to Chaos Radio Show the other day, which gave me an idea.
Uh-oh.
What?
No.
With you.
What?
They had, apparently they hooked one of their members who had a problem yelling up to some sort of car battery device.
No.
So every time he yelled.
No. I seriously think that the one thing I want to do is I want to do the, enema.
Okay. Thank you.
I want to do
you were going to say Hulk fist.
No.
With cement. I
want to see how long it takes. If I can last 2 hours, like the 2 hours of the show with an enema.
Here's the thing.
I think that would be fine.
We record this in my apartment.
We can get plastic bags. I will buy a kiddie pool.
I get mad when you shit in my toilet. We're not going to have you sit in a kiddie pool
naked
with an enema. Naked. No.
What?
No.
Why would you even propose
by the way, was done on Ron and Fez.
Okay.
Yeah. Womp, womp, womp.
Thanks,
but I'm not. No, but the Ron and Fez thing was that they were doing a laugh off, too. They were trying to make them laugh. I'm just saying I hold it for the 2 hours, see how long it will last.
It's not interesting to
preposterous.
Me.
Preposterous.
What?
I won't be on air. I won't be even on with a mic.
But we will see you. What makes you think people want to see you naked?
Why can't you do that without having an enema?
You're right. Okay. You're right. Fuck off.
I'm just kidding.
All right, whatever. Yeah,
it's
shut
funny.
Up. I don't care.
Anywho.
You got Vando in there. Let him rant on. Is he doing anything?
No, is it a Vendo anyway?
Whatever.
It's Vendo.
Whatever. Freaking Kent. Who cares?
He can't even get his fucking
Kent.
Name right.
His name
he's
is
your
Kent.
Arch enemy.
His name is Kent. Right. Stop saying Vando.
Don't name drop. Come on.
All right. Bleep all that out.
Respect.
Regardless.
Anyway, wrapping the whole thing up.
Okay, so tonight when I got home, you know, after eating dinner and all that shit, I throw their show on because usually I try to listen to their show a little bit. And I sit on the chat room to see what they're talking about. And like an idiot, I I bring up something to Chris because I see on the server, you know, when you pop it up on a listening device like on Winamp or iTunes, it pops up usually with the name of whatever show's playing.
The ID tag comes up.
Thank you. And it was Aristocrats Jab.
And he was like, "Whoa!"
And I was like, "Okay," because I didn't get the first like hour and a half. You know, I might have walked in at like 8:30, like 8:40, something like that. So I asked Chris, and I should have done it personal. Like I should have done a PM,
whatever.
You know, private message, whatever. Because I just did it with the rest of the chat, and all of a sudden the chat blows up.
Yeah. Instead, he goes right to the chat, and he's just like,
"No, I just said, Chris, what the hell's up with what's up with this?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "I am." And we started talking, you know, and he was telling me what's going on. And then all of a sudden the chat just starts blowing out with drama and all the ton of shit.
All
and
11 people were just like, "Jesus Christ, get this guy out of here!"
I think there's like 15. But
oh, sorry.
Anyway, you know, Cousin Joe brings it up on the show. He's like, "Okay, what is he talking about?" And he keeps barring me to call in, because, you know, because the chat is just going on and on and on, just complaining about something stupid.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Just call in. What do you think? And I decided to call in to ask, you know, to tell them why I really want to.
If anyone's listening from the Cousin Joe show, do they,
what?
They podcast their,
Yeah, they podcast their show.
Oh, good. All right, I'll download it then. I really want to hear you tomorrow. Calling up and being an idiot on the show.
I can't
what the
wait.
Hell?
Being a Vaughn on the show.
I really hope they do edit your call in to just like edit out anything and make you sound like a bigger asshole than you already are. Just kidding.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Fucking
it. Oh, Christ.
No, but it was, I had to, I just cleared it up because it was something stupid I shouldn't have brought up in the chat. I should have done it personal. Yeah. I mean,
cleared everything up for us?
Yeah, I called them and I cleared it up. Yeah.
So they're okay?
Yeah, because
we're not going to have anyone knocking on my door?
No. Because if I didn't bring it up there, I would have brought it up here and we would have started into something stupid and then it would have continued on their show on
something
Tuesday.
Something like what we're doing right now.
It was
now.
Just funny because Vaughn walks in my apartment and says, "I almost got us in a fight." I'm thinking, like, what did you, like, in the parking lot?
Yeah, I'm like,
what are you doing? Like, what? And then he explains the whole thing.
I'm not getting dragged around by kids and getting beat up by kids in the parking lot.
Literally, he had to explain it to me like 7 times.
Yeah,
like,
I'm an asshole. Okay?
You explain the whole thing, and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, you had to go
six
online.
More times, and he's like, okay.
You had to I am Chris to clarify what I was talking about.
Yeah.
All right. What so that's did Vaughn do?
Yeah. No.
What are we in trouble for now?
Yeah.
Are we still on the air?
I do kind of wish that like you didn't say anything and there was like legitimate heat with us and we had no idea. We just went on and everyone's like yelling at us and stuff. I think that would be funny.
People might actually pay attention to our show.
Possible.
You know? Yeah. Get more listeners that way.
Cousin Joe will come down and beat us with his huge cock.
But I think when did that bit?
Well, yeah.
But anything. It's like,
put a picture of it up there. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, man.
But it's like.
Oh, that was him?
I'm assuming. I don't know.
I don't know how he got. I don't know how they took that little clip that you just played before and thought we were, you know. Just because, you know,
well, it makes sense. Because
on their show,
they
were just
bit.
Doing a bit where they were watching something either like through TiVo or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just at weird way that we just, our show just kind of, you know, bashing me.
I'm just surprised they listened to the show.
Yeah, that was the most shocking thing out of the
whole telling me when,
situation is that.
That's why I was just like, wait a minute, somebody listened? To our show.
After the 7th time. Oh, hold on. All right. Now I finally figured it out that someone actually listens to the show. Now I got to figure out what the problem is. Hold on a second.
I guess when they're sitting there, you know, uploading the show and everything like that to set up for a podcast.
Okay.
Like we do.
Yeah.
We do. We sit around. We bullshit after the show for like another hour. We might go out.
So
eat. We might go
drink. Did they hear that live?
I don't know if he heard it live or not. I didn't actually.
I was going to say because I'm surprised no one came up to me.
Somebody else might have just reported it to them.
Yeah, because they do have they do have people on the chat that actually are not being forced on the chat like ours.
Like us.
I know. Yeah, we got a couple of plants here.
Yeah,
like
actually, half of them aren't even here tonight.
The guy from Japan. Yeah, where's Mike?
Yeah, where's Mike?
I don't know.
Where's the guy from California?
I don't know.
Yeah, call me gay.
they give up.
Did he call me a homo last time?
They just call him as they see him.
Oh, you suck.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, I think it's
take
about
a break.
Time to take a break.
Yeah, I gotta pee.
We just went like almost 40 minutes.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Didn't we start late though?
Couple minutes.
Yeah, four minutes late.
Okay. Oh.
All right. I gotta pee. Let's go.
All right.
All right.
Fine.
Push that hand away. Come on, push that. Push that. Push that. Push that. What if it?
That does sound like.
Push that. What if it?
It's the Aristocrats. We're back.
Yes.
Fun stuff.
Fun days. Hey, why don't we talk about that guy who kicked in his neighbor's door?
Yeah, they were talking about that in the chat. I printed it out earlier today, so we're not ripping anybody off. Apparently, this guy was watching some Spanish porn.
Hot. Yeah.
From like 1 in the morning till 2 in the morning or something.
That's it? At like full blast. You mean from 1 in the morning till 2 p.m.?
No, 2 in the morning.
Like, loser.
He just watched a DVD and went to bed or something. Okay.
Pulled it and went to bed.
Neighbor heard the video at 1 in the morning.
Said DVD.
Decides at 11 o'clock in the morning to break down the guy's door and run in with a sword to stop the rape that was apparently happening.
He grabbed whatever he could find, which was an antique sword.
Oh, this was
the
anti-rape sword.
Yeah. He was, quote, obnoxiously late to save the rape.
I know, she'd be dead and, like, cut him into pieces by then.
And the guy basically said, the guy who was watching the porn, that, you know, he just wants him to please fix his door that he broke.
Wait. What'd they charge the guy with, though?
Breaking and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
But,
I thought he got charged with something.
Yeah, you know.
I think he's going to charge him with, like, stupidity. Breaking the door, basically.
Yeah, a criminal mischief or whatever it's called.
Yeah, something like
that. Uh-huh.
That's pretty funny.
Ridiculous. What and they asked the guy if he was going to continue to watch porn, and he's just like, yes, because I'm a man, and that's what we do.
They really asked him that?
Yeah, and then his quote was, I think I'm going to get a nice pair of headphones, maybe some wireless ones.
Wow. Why is he listening to it so loud that his neighbor upstairs can hear it?
Why not?
I don't know.
Some people have thin walls. It's Spanish porn. It's How else is there to listen
titties
to?
Titties and fucking,
but it's probably pretty loud.
This guy must be a fucking... amazing to hang out with. he was just like, it was all in Spanish. I couldn't understand a word. I just bought it for the hot chicks.
Now he's saying
this to like a news reporter.
Yeah. It's probably a woman.
Whatever.
Now that Carly's asleep, when you have free time in this house.
Yeah, she popped up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it. When you have free time in this house, you just you're not doing this, are you? She can't hear.
Or care.
Are we talking about me?
Yeah, you.
No, I kept running over this mic cord and I was fixing it. What are you saying? Free time in the house, masturbating, what?
Yeah. When you have free time in the house, you know, and no one's here and the house is free to yourself, do you pump it all up and get a little attached to yourself?
I think I actually masturbate more than I don't.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. It's not a matter of when I'm masturbating, it's a matter of when I'm not. Yeah. That's what I have to keep track of.
When you say free time, that's actually masturbatory time.
Yeah.
You're like a monkey in the zoo with his shit.
Yeah. Free time is when he's out in public and he doesn't have anything to do.
No, honestly, that's none of your business.
No.
Don't work, Blue. You're a smart guy. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, you know, because it's one step from him getting naked. Asking you.
Vaughn is just,
He's just literally an excuse for him to take his clothes off.
And he's so curious about other guys' dicks. He's a Richard Pryor.
I'm missing that one. I feel ashamed.
Oh, my God.
I just got that. Thank you.
Dick Pryor prying about.
Yes, I know.
Matt has cracked himself up.
A mouthful of beer, and I'm about to spit it up into the air because of this jerk.
Because Derek just covered his face with his hands. He went, no.
That was dumb.
Why?
No, actually, it was brilliant.
Whatever.
And I don't think anyone has ever used that joke in history.
Yeah, there's a reason why.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, a guy broke down another guy's door.
Kind of strange, you know?
Hey,
like,
what?
It is a little weird.
Like a day later.
He had to build up the guts or just find the sword. He had to win it off of eBay or something and then get it.
Seriously, he went to bed. He heard all this screaming and went, I could take a nap. Woke up the next day, grabbed a sword off the wall, and kicked in his neighbor's door.
Yeah, he was charged with criminal trespass.
That's it.
While using a dangerous weapon. Criminal damage to property while using a dangerous weapon. And disorderly conduct while using a dangerous weapon.
He heard the sound. He got the sword. He went to a sharpener. He got it sharpened and then kicked the door in.
I don't know, maybe
the DVD was called Casa de Culo.
Which means what?
House of what?
House of, I guess, isn't culo like asshole?
Yeah, I was curious what Kulo. No, Kulo is like a song by Pitbull. He's a rapper.
Yeah.
And they have, like, I know even in other languages they have.
Is it another word for cat?
Does anybody in the chat room know what Kulo means?
C-U-L-O. Right. I have no idea. I was actually curious about that.
Why don't you go online and check it?
Because I thought it was like asshole or something.
Pussy.
Like,
I think something with a chick. Yeah, something maybe like a part of a girl.
House of
Kulo
vaginas.
Kulo is ass.
Vagina Hauser.
House of ass.
Okay, yeah. So ass.
Okay.
House of ass.
Wow,
that sounds good.
That hot. Kind of sounds.
You want to look that up, Derek?
I'm surprised they put that in the. I mean, in the article.
Yeah. Want to see if there's any clips?
Seriously.
Casa de Kulo.
I papi.
Stick it in me dumpa. Oi.
What?
What language was that?
Polish.
Irish? What the fuck?
Stick it in me dumper.
Stick it in me dumper. Casa de culo.
So good.
I can't wait till St. Patrick's Day.
Get a taste of me Lucky Charms.
I'm not going to be here for St. Patrick's Day.
And we gotta put together a best of show.
And I'm not going to be here St. Patrick's Day.
You're going to be in...
I'm going to be on my way to Savannah, Georgia.
Nice.
And I may not come back.
Okay. What's going on in Georgia?
That's fine.
That's like the biggest St. Patrick's Day event ever.
Oh, really?
You think it's like Mardi Gras down there.
In Boston or something.
Day.
Boston?
Like drinking
Boston.
In the street and all that. Yeah, it's weird. Savannah. They turn, they have all these like fountains and they make them green.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like party and they have festivals and all that shit. Nice. Lots of drinking.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes.
I'm going to drink myself retarded. Wait, so never mind.
Different.
They'll just drink water?
Yeah.
I guess wake up and I'm retarded.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wake
so.
Myself retarded.
Wow. Kulo.
Okay. Let's talk about something that happened this week.
What?
What
happened this week?
Since we are known for bringing up wrestling stories.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Let's talk about Mike Awesome.
The passing of a legend.
Yeah. A quarter legend. Wait. What are you talking about?
You mean Masato Tanaka died?
Yeah. You mean Hogan finally pulled the trigger?
No, wait, okay, before we bring that
wait
up.
Wait a minute, guys.
Wait, hold on.
I need a music bit on this. Oh. We got his theme music here.
Oh. Oh, no, come on. This is so old. This is so dumb.
Like he's not.
Every
best.
Time someone dies.
Yes. The Undertaker takes it to the other
All
realm.
Right, fine. Is this the old one?
I got some awesome news for you.
What's that?
Mike Awesome is dead.
Dead.
And you know what? I don't even know who he is.
I know. I said I texted him as if he would know.
Yeah.
And he was just like, "Who is Mike Awesome?"
He was a like a fragment.
I know now.
In the world of wrestling,
like he had a cult following. I would say the best way to describe it. He had a cult following.
He had a
fans.
Mullet following.
Yeah. That's what I refer to him as, just worthless mullet.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much. And, like, we were talking about this before the show, like, what he could have hung himself with because he was what?
Hanged.
Shut up! He was what, like 6'7"?
6'6", 290-something pounds.
Yeah, he's a fucking gorilla.
Fucking monster. And I don't know. I assume...
And I brought up the fact that he probably hung himself with tension cord from, like a wrestling...
Hanged.
I'm going to start throwing things.
Hanged himself with a tow rope or something. I can't imagine. The guy's neck was huge.
He was thick. He was a thick fuck.
Like, I don't see how it would have just slipped across his ears, because the guy had, like, no chin.
He was a pillar.
The man was a pillar. Yeah.
And all he did was power bombs.
Yeah. Over the top rope.
Yeah.
Through a table.
Yeah.
Through the concrete floor.
Pretty devastating, but...
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, he just couldn't hang with the big boys.
He was better known in Japan, what I've been told, like what I read.
Everyone was.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, because he was just an over the top wrestler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like with the damn powerbomb, he was because Japan they're a little extreme with the wrestling. Yeah.
But he knew when to hang it up. So.
Yeah, when he got fired.
Ouch!
Right now, he.
Oh, I just got it. Hanging with the other wrestlers.
Oh, dumb!
Right now,
idiot.
He and Bigelow are having a false count anywhere in the afterlife match.
Yeah.
Oh, and reminder.
First man to use the hangman's neckbreaker loses.
Special guest referee, Kurt Hennig.
Wow.
Scott Hall, still alive.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately.
His day is coming, though.
Yeah. Did you see when I was looking for that story on was WWE's website? Mm-hmm. They had the inductions in the Hall of Fame, the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It was it Mr. Perfect?
Perfect,
and
yeah.
Dusty Rhodes, the American
Dream.
Oh,
that's Dream. Right, yeah. Okay, I forgot about
I was like,
that.
Okay. It's like, took you long enough to put him in.
Right? How is he not dead yet?
Disgusty Rhodes.
No.
Seriously.
See, the thing is, I can understand Dusty Rhodes still being alive. I can understand Dusty Rhodes still being alive, but Dustin Rhodes, I still can't believe that he's still alive.
Dustin Rhodes.
His son.
Virgil Runnels.
Yeah, Virgil.
You know what's funny? When Pillman died, they were in the middle of a work with Gold Dust and Pillman.
It's going to be a great
And apparently Pillman had this thing where he like kidnapped, was it Terry? Or what
Marlena.
Was Marlena.
Marlena.
Yeah.
And he was like on the road with her.
Oh, yes.
And they actually did an interview with Marlena, like what was it like? Having the final moments being with Brian Pillman, as if he actually in real life kidnapped her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like they just couldn't drop it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was
so awful.
Well, last night when I was sitting online, I was looking around. I didn't realize that Chris Candido died like a couple years ago, didn't he?
He died about a year ago.
Like last year, right?
He died a couple months after I was booked to wrestle him, and I didn't get a chance to.
I was like, what the fuck? Because I was looking at something and it linked. It was like deaths of wrestlers.
Did you wrestle Snuka instead?
And it was, and it's like a tally of like the last 3 years of who's died. Mm-hmm. And I was looking through 2005 or 2006, and Chris Candido was the first name. And I was like, I was like, really, he's dead, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. Now he was with Sonny, right? Like he was
married to her.
They were, as far as I heard, he was getting ready to make a big comeback. He was almost ready, like almost TV ready, I guess. Yeah. So he might have actually shown up on something, maybe like TNA or something. I don't know. He was working for TNA when he got the injury. He got a leg injury, and he got surgery, came back up to New Jersey, and
died.
That was it. He had, I don't know, some kind of infection.
Staph infection.
Yeah, and that was it.
Yet a reminder, Scott Hall is still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Candido has to die, a guy who actually has talent and potential in the business. Yeah.
Candido's
then,
dead. Earthquake's dead. Bam Bam Bigelow's
and
dead.
Earthquake is another guy that I was booked to wrestle. And
what the fuck are you, the Grim Reaper?
I had a great idea. I thought Matt should take the mic on a show and be like, Chris Candido, he was supposed to face me. He took the easy way out. Earthquake.
God, store
John Tenta.
John Tenta.
Dude,
no,
seriously, you probably would have been killed.
Yeah.
Like, other wrestlers would have
what
beat you.
What kind of
death.
Heat? Like,
in
I would.
The parking
I would
lot.
Seriously, they would hear it in Japan.
You'd be newsworthy.
They would just go nuts.
I know. It would have been awesome.
I know. I really should.
You'd probably be dead.
Yeah.
Sonny would eat you.
I know.
Wow.
And she would.
She's fat.
She would bake me in her tanning salon, and then she would eat me.
Wow.
She was at one time the hottest woman ever
really
to
was.
Me. And she's a slob.
Do you remember they had Alondra Blaze?
Oh, my God. And I would never think of her again.
They tried to make her be like the hot diva before Sonny. But she was butch ugly.
She was a man.
She was a man.
With man hands.
That's why they called her Medusa.
Wow.
Medusa.
They like would put her in these little like sexy one pieces.
Yeah,
I remember there was a cover of WWF Magazine. Mm-hmm. And it was like all like the good wrestlers like on the beach.
Diesel
was there with her, and she was like feeding him watermelon.
Yes.
Ew.
And I was just like, wow, she is disgusting.
She was so
ugly.
Yeah.
Fucking ugly beyond
sensational.
Ugly.
Yeah. Sherry was hotter. Than,
absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Sensational. Sherry is more attractive than Alondra Blaze.
Sherry, more attractive now than ever.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess she was inducted last year to the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And she looked better there than I've ever seen her.
Yeah.
Also talking about that, like we brought up Hogan for a little bit right there.
Uh huh.
Did you guys read the stories that his daughter is now what was she quoted in saying that she's proud that she's going to be the next Paris Hilton?
What?
Wait, who said that?
Brooke Hogan.
So you mean she's going to start hanging out with Paris Hilton, and then Paris Hilton's going to develop kind of drug problem?
Yeah, no.
And she'll be the next immune.
Because like you know because
she's the size
like
of Paris Hilton.
Yeah,
she's like a harem, I guess. You know, I don't understand
she's a harem?
How you know what I mean.
She's
like,
a brothel. She's a cat house. Do you know what a harem is?
I meant another word, but you can fucking latch at me.
You certainly did, Vaughn.
Vendo is in the chat room. I have to call you on all this stuff.
Yes.
You called me on the goddamn freaking... Oh, whatever.
What word were you looking for? Because I don't even know what
No,
for.
I'm done.
A harlot?
I'm done. Yes.
A harlot?
It was an H. Fuck
Close.
Off.
Harlot. Your Bible rhetoric.
Bobby Heenan once called Sensational Sherry a harlot on a pay-per-view.
Yes, really? I remember that.
Pretty harsh word.
Yeah.
You know,
that was the first time I heard. In fact, I think I looked that word up after I heard it there.
Uh-huh. Well, what the fuck?
I'm like a harlot, and I look it up, and it's like
she's just a dumb harlot.
You called Jameson a scumbag.
He did.
Like that's that's like a scumbag. Is that not a used condom?
Yes,
is that slang?
It is.
That's pretty harsh.
It's a British slang, actually. I think.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we were watching. What the fuck?
Superstars?
No, with Fred Savage.
Wonder Years.
Wonder Years.
My favorite show.
And I was watching with my father, and the and the father in the show was being like real dick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, man, he's a real scumbag. And my father flipped shit on me. He's like, do you know what a scumbag is? I said, use condom, okay? I'm just like,
did
wow.
he cry?
He almost did.
Like,
he got so pissed at me for saying that.
I called somebody a dildo in fourth grade.
I called one of my aunts a douche, and my mother looked at me. Well, we were, because she was being a real pain.
You're a caveman?
No. She was being a real pain. This was at my grandmother's funeral. She was just being a real bitch.
Oh, okay.
Listen. She was a real bitch to, like, most of it. Because it was like, you know, because she was like, she was one of those people who was like, she was pushing people in and out of the place. And I was like,
Brooklyn
style. She's been a real douche.
You didn't call her a hacky douche?
No, just .com. I haven't gotten that. Shut up.
Okay.
And she just, and I'm like, she's been a real douche. And my mother looks at me like, you know what a douche is, right? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, don't ever call your aunt a douche again.
Get it straight. She's a cunt.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? What's the big deal? And she's like, you know what that is. And I'm like,
yeah, that's why
I said
it.
I'm like 15. So it's like, I'm like, yeah. But she's like, but you're not using it correctly at all. And I'm like,
you know what?
So yeah. What?
I think it is pretty accurate, Ma, actually. Yeah.
And then actually, at one point, I went online like a couple years ago because I keep using douchebag to describe people. I'm like, oh, he's a douchebag. He's a douchebag. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, you know, why do you keep using that? You're not using it correctly. And I had to go online.
Even your mother corrects you.
I had to go on Urban Dictionary. and print it out. Like, because it, you know, yeah, it means something totally different. And she was like,
no, it means the same thing. It's just you're calling a person that.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Like, when you're calling the person that, it, you know, it kind of means something different, but in the way it still means the same thing. What?
Oh, no.
I don't know why that was so funny. No. The chat room, Heidi said, I said twat to my brother when I was like 9 to see how it would react. And Vendo said, did he get hard?
I just thought
that was really funny. I'm sure Vaughn thinks it's not funny.
Yeah, that was funny. I called a 6-year-old a cunt once.
He was ripping you apart before.
He rips you apart every fucking second. Who cares?
I love the word twat. Yeah.
I said I had something on deck, like a story. And he said,
I'm going to ruin it.
Something about, like, only the only deck I want is, like, if Vaughn's on the deck, like, walking off it or something.
Wow.
Like, he like, turned into you walking the plank.
rather good try.
And he's on his lunch break.
But, yeah.
Ugh. Come on, Vendo. Vaughn's not that bad.
Well.
No, he's worse. That was a look to end all looks.
Wow. That was the same exact look for the Vaughn t-shirt.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Do you want to talk about this mother beating the hell out of her?
Yes.
Kid?
Yeah, I thought that was
in front of the teacher. Is that one?
Weird. Yeah. And funny at the same time.
It's short, so I'm just going to read it.
Go ahead.
A 9-year-old boy was in protective custody after his mother slapped him and hit his head against a brick wall in front of a teacher.
Nice.
Then dragged him in front of the class and invited his classmates to make fun of him.
Nice. Wait, whoa, hold up.
Awesome.
The mother did this?
Yes.
Yes.
Holy shit.
The incident started Tuesday when the boy's mother was called to Hawthorne Elementary for a disciplinary problem, the police said. The teacher and the boy were outside the classroom waiting for her. The mother told the teacher she beats the boy, but it does no good. When she asked the teacher if she could go to jail for beating the boy, the teacher answered, yes.
Is this kid fucking retarded?
According to the police, the mother replied, I don't care who sees it.
Wait, hold up.
Police said then she slapped the boy and pounded his head repeatedly into a brick wall.
In front of the police and the teacher?
No, in front of the teacher.
Oh, okay. It's like, oh, God.
The teacher tried to intervene by allowing the boy to return to class, but the mother dragged her son into the room in front of the classroom.
Look at him piss himself.
She pulled on his lip and invited the students to make fun of his teeth.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. Where is this from?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Hawthorne.
Well, we gotta find
could be
out.
Anywhere.
Like if that's like down south or something.
I think it was Tennessee, actually.
Well, then that makes sense.
I don't know.
That makes sense. The fucking...
in any event.
Yeah. Motherfuckers that they live down there.
She jerked his arm and tried to...
What?
She jerked his arm and tried to embarrass the boy. The teacher ordered the woman to leave.
Pulled his pants down and raped him.
When the police arrived, the boy's face was bruised and his lip was bleeding.
Nice.
And his mother had already left. The boy was placed in a foster home. Mm-hmm. No charges have been filed.
Wow.
Now that's
why?
Now that's a woman who should be nailed to a cross.
She should be on the cover of Time magazine.
She should be on the cover of Esquire magazine.
Woman of the year.
The teacher tried to intervene by allowing him to return to class with like a concussion, bleeding, and probably in severe pain. Like, oh no, you can go back to class now.
Sheer intelligence.
And God knows what else is going on in his body. You take a shirt off. Would your mother touch you? Here, here, and here.
No, no names.
Tell us on the doll where your mother was.
They asked the mother why she did it. She said, "Well, I saw Derek do it to one of his girlfriends once."
I figured this is good. Wait.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
That was in a car, though.
No, you bashed the girls.
Oh yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did. That's a throwback, whatever you call it. Callback.
Throwback.
Callback. Oh God, I'm sitting next to Vaughn. I'm developing stupidity.
We got stupid and stereo over here.
I'm gonna have to sit on the couch.
Oh man!
No, like, throwback.
Pricks.
Whatever. Callback. Throwback.
Douchebags.
Yeah, throwback works.
Does it?
I think so.
Throwback has an actual definition.
It's a throwback to something like a style of a song might be a throwback to the 70s.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Let's not clear it up.
They have throwback jerseys that the blacks like to wear.
Yeah.
Oh, basketball jerseys.
God.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Did your parents beat you, Vaughn?
No. No, I did. I did at one time when I was a kid. I fell down a flight of steps, but that was. No one kicked me down the flight of steps.
That was, according to the police, purely accidental.
No, like, I never gotten beat. I mean, I've gotten, like, in high school.
Of course, I was in utero at the time.
Yeah.
They were
and
punching
my father
me.
Did kick my mother.
He was practicing his boxing techniques on my mother's stomach, yes, at the time.
I was shadow boxing. She stood in front of me. What do you want me to do?
Put a hot candle and saw the uterus. She started walloping it.
What?
Who knows? God. Just continue talking.
Anyway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the most severe beating? Did anybody ever like get hit?
I got dragged out of a hallway outside of in school.
By like your parents?
No. By about 12 kids in high school.
Wow. I don't talk about kids that beat you up. I'm sure
not
that happened.
No. Thugs in no. Syracuse.
I'm talking about like your parents when you were a kid.
The worst I've ever gotten was I've gotten holes punched in the wall right next to my face. That's the worst.
Wow, you didn't really get beat, so that doesn't count.
No, my parents didn't hit me. I remember the first time my father cursed at me.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped the F-bomb at me. He was yelling, and I was just like, wow. I never heard him curse. They just didn't do it. Now they're like, fuck, fuck, fuck. But when I was a kid, they didn't.
Really?
And my father apologized to me. He's like, you know, I shouldn't have said that. He was like, it was either I was going to curse or hit you, so... Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, you did the right thing.
That's the reverse. My parents cursed all my young life. Now that they're like more religious and older, they don't curse at all.
Gay. Hmm.
And my
parents
father are
religious, very gay.
Yeah, my father's very religious. We had some problems with my family a couple years back, so he took to religion as trying
some
to
booze.
Oh, I see.
Yes, actually, yes, it's true. My mother.
No. Okay.
So usually happens.
I don't know
if I was ever
down,
really
man.
Hit.
Yeah, we brought it down.
I might have been hit.
I think your grandmother might have.
Yeah, on like on the ear, like a crack against the side of the head. But I was in, I don't know if it was Channel or if it was some kind of hardware store, and I was with my grandfather. I was only like 3 or 4 years old, and I'm always leaving, always walking away. You know,
and hit with a belt sander.
Yeah. And he grabbed me by my arm and dislocated my shoulder.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like
that happened to me. I was picking stuff up off the ground, and my mother told me to stop, and she jerked my arm.
Wow.
Dislocated it. It was like,
Like, I think the worst thing my grandparents ever did was my grandfather. He, when we were kids, he's a cheap fuck. Like, no, it's the truth. It's the truth. He's a 70-something year old man, and he still dumpster dives. And most of the stuff in his house, is all collected garbage, all the furniture, everything. Mm-hmm. He owns two houses. Everything in the houses is pretty much found.
Yeah.
And what he would do to us when we were kids is we'd be driving somewhere, like they'd be watching us, and we'd be driving somewhere. And a sign will come up from McDonald's, like 2 miles away. He's like, "Oh, look at the sign, kids! We're gonna go to McDonald's." He drive past the McDonald's, and be like, "Oh, we missed it!"
Wow.
Even if we were walking,
psychological abuse.
I know it's the best kind.
Even if we were walking down the street, and there was like a McDonald's coming up, he's like, "Hey, look, we're gonna go in.
We walked past it.
We'd walk past it.
We're stopped right here. No, I'm walking.
Yeah, we would be like, it'd be like right across the street. You'd have to just walk the walkway to get to it." He'd be like, "Oh, we're going this way," and we make a turn for no apparent reason, just to cross the other side of the street, the other side of the road, beyond.
You know what?
Of the
that
road.
Actually is kind of a common thing. Like people would do that kind of thing. I remember being out with other kids and their parents, and that kind of thing happening.
Actually, bring this up, I started thinking the worst beatings I ever experienced were actually vicarious because
what?
Matt'll know this. A good friend of mine named Eric,
God,
had you know, somewhat of an attitude, and he would do stuff and piss off his parents. And there was two times I remember
you got beat by someone else's parents.
No. I'm saying I experienced it through this kid.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry I used that word.
Fuck you.
No, anyway, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Anyway. There was a time where
wow.
I wasn't there for this, but asshole. The kid Eric was using his dad's lighter, and yes. he turned the flame up, you know, because kids think that's cool, which it is, I guess. So he didn't turn the lighter back down. It was one of those ones, a little black clicky thing that you could turn to the height.
No. Right.
So his dad goes to light a cigarette, and he burns his eyebrows. He goes into Eric's room while he's sleeping and punches him in the stomach.
Are you there for this?
Awesome. I swear to God, I wasn't there for this, but it's the fucking damn truth.
The second time, one more, was
Eric like got in a fight with his dad, and he called him like a name, like a dickhead or something, like pretty extreme. You know, we were like teenagers. So he comes to my house, and he's like hiding there. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, my dad went out, and you know, I don't want to go back home. I'm scared. You know, he's going to probably kick my ass. And we're out front, and we're throwing the baseball, and his dad drives by slow because he lived down the street from me. His dad drive by real slow in his piece of shit little green car, staring at him. And Eric hid behind my tree, thinking he wouldn't see him.
Wow.
When he'd already made eye contact with
him. Yes.
Now, 5 minutes later, he's like, got this like sad, depressed look on his face. Like, I got to go home, dude. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, waiting. I'm like, my friend's going to die. I'm going to have to, you know, go to his funeral.
He's not coming back.
He said as soon as he walked to the door, he punched him in the face. Beat his ass.
It was so awkward.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What about your Mike, the other guy?
Oh God,
he's the friends with that kid Eric.
Yeah,
he would also get
beat up.
The shit beat out of him. Yeah. Didn't he get thrown like into the wall by his mother?
God,
there was a big.
No,
hole.
That was his brother, and they got in trouble for that.
Okay, that's it.
They did it. The parents went away, and they were wrestling and fighting, and he pushed him into the wall and made this giant dent,
torso sized dent.
Yeah, like
in
the entire
wall.
Thing. Yeah. There was, he's another one.
Yes.
There was a time when he couldn't get into his door, into his house.
Yes.
So for whatever reason possessed him, he picked up the ice pick on the porch and planted it right in the door.
I remember.
He was insane. And his parents came home and like his dad chased him around the house. Yes. I'd be in his room and he'd find out his dad was home and he'd leave his room and I hear them like running through the house. So they had a fairly large house.
It was a circus.
Attic.
It was a total circus.
Oh my God, it was so
house.
Funny.
Wow.
Because his mother was very large and had a very loud voice.
Yeah.
And very yell constantly.
She was a battle axe.
And their father was very thin, but he was like tough. Battle you know, he grew up tough. Same thing with Eric's dad. He was like a weird like pervert.
Real, yeah.
He was a beanpole basically.
Mm-hmm.
But he would like kick the shit out of Eric at every opportunity.
Yes.
Wow. That's fucked up.
I had some weird friends.
There was the only beatings that I ever witnessed Steve getting were from his brothers.
Oh yeah.
One.
And there were many.
There was a lot oftentimes involving chairs. Because his brothers did have a couple steel chairs, those traditional wrestling steel chairs in his room for sitting on and breaking over time.
Yeah.
And and there were times where Steve's brother Carl would just randomly run into the living room with a steel chair.
Hit him in the back.
And start hitting us with them.
Wow.
Not hard.
I've gotten
but, you know, he in an effort to get us riled up because for whatever reason, I don't know what was going on in his brain, he just wanted to fight. And
Like, what is it? Me and my middle brother would do this. We'd get so fed up with each other over so many months of just arguing and fighting with each other. We'd come to blows. It's just like, you know, like it'd be battle royale in the middle of the kitchen. Like tables are getting moved or people throwing each other into chairs. Metal chairs are coming out of nowhere, hitting each other in the back. And it usually ended with me and him pulling the biggest knives we could find out of the drawers and just kind of like, you know, Mexican standoff, standing there just about to stab each other. And my mother finally decides to come in and go, okay, stop. go to your fucking rooms. Calm down.
I'm sorry, but it just brings up so many tangents. And you happen to mention the knives. There was a time when I got off the bus in like maybe seventh grade.
God. What?
And these two brothers, you know, we called them the survivalists because they would climb trees like just using their arms. Like they would. It was ridiculous. But anyway, we're coming home from school and they're getting into a little fight. These two brothers are like 2 years apart. And the younger one is pissing off the older one, and he grabs his head in like a DDT position, and he says, "If you don't stop punching me, I'm going to DDT you on the sidewalk.
Yeah. I've...
He didn't stop punching him, and he DDT'd him on the sidewalk.
Wow.
He left. I got his brother up, conscious. I couldn't believe that I saw somebody get DDT'd
on the concrete.
On the concrete.
He's still awake.
It took a couple seconds to revive him. If he didn't get up, it would have had to call an ambulance.
Ugh.
So I wake the kid up. He's so mad. He's just absolutely pissed. He bolts towards his house, which is basically the doors for his house were bed sheets. And he runs inside. You hear like pots and pans and shit, just like things getting thrown around. And I'm outside with the brother talking to him with a couple of the kids. And then all of a sudden the younger one runs out with a switchblade or some kind of knife. And he yells, "You like your scooter tires?" And pops them, and they run into the house.
No,
and we left.
Not the cute where we're popping tires. I mean, we're both standing there with culinary.
That's adorable.
Like kitchen knives, fucking just about to stab each other. My mother's like, "All right, stop. You go there. You go there. Give me the knives now."
Yeah, but there was no parents here. That's the thing.
No, but this would be
no
like
parents
a,
in the
this
house.
Would be like a week long argument where we would you know push each other and kind of it'd be like you know at the beginning it would be kids playing. Having fun, you know, starting out with that. By the end of the week, we're all out battle royale.
Unbelievable.
What?
Battle royale.
No, nothing.
Nothing?
It has nothing to do with you, actually.
Web.
I don't care, but I
Web Monster Mike is in
on?
The chat room.
Oh.
And he said the worst beating he got was when a certain person you used to wrestle with danced on his back.
a certain covered in goatee style human.
Oh, my God.
No, it's no one you know.
Danced on his back. And danced,
wasn't that,
a dancing he did.
That was the last time he wrestled, right?
No. He kind of pushed himself to stick around with
that
it.
That was the moonsault
a little bit.
That you did.
No. He's talking about years before that.
Oh, with Casulis?
Yes. Well, with that guy?
Oh, yes. The guy I was trying not to mention?
Thank you.
It's unfortunate that we refer to so many people by their last names.
Who cares?
Thank you for giving it away.
I can't give a shit.
Derek's only mad because now he has to edit it.
He doesn't even have to. Nobody cares.
But
he
anyway,
cut a lot.
I am sorry for that.
No, you're not. But
the time you backflipped and landed knees first into his lower lumbar,
there was,
ouch,
there,
I think it, was the worst.
All counting Web Monster Mike, we were all there, and I did a moonsault off a chair. Now, I realized the chair was a little bit too far away, considering the area that we had wasn't very big. And I moved it back a little bit. It wasn't far enough. I landed knees first on his back, and he couldn't get up. He said, I think he said he had the immediate urge to urinate. he might be able to add a little bit to the story.
That is not good at all.
Yeah. But, I mean, just imagine getting all knees. Ridiculous.
We miss you, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, is he going to be on the show? We should get him on the show.
Yeah, if he can get
he's
down
never
here.
Around.
Yeah.
If he's, sure got a free, if he's got a free minute or two.
He pops in every now and then.
He'd be funny. He's got that dry...
Yeah.
That dry wit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy. There was a time where we would go to Mike's house all the time. And Steve, lived there, of course, like he does with certain friends. They were best friends, you know, well, not by Mike's choice, but they were best friends. Yeah. And
they were best friend and host.
And Steve, as we all know, farts a lot.
A lot.
There's a lot, like every 30 seconds.
More than any person I've ever met in my life.
So there was a time where me, Mike, and Steve were hanging out. And Mike was just getting fed up. Mike's on the computer. Steve wants to look at porn. Mike's like, leave me alone. I'm doing something. And Mike just exploded on him with like a 3-minute like monologue.
Yeah.
A
Lewis Black rant.
Yeah. It was
literally.
He didn't stop for like or nothing. It was so articulate.
No breathing.
And I wish I could remember any piece of it.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the greatest things I've ever
basically,
seen.
Basically, Mike said everything you would ever want to say to Steve number two.
In 3 minutes.
And he couldn't believe it.
Steve was stunned. Like, literally, he had nothing to say.
He just replied with a fart.
And I know, Mike, if he's hearing this now, he's laughing because he remembers how funny it was. But, we miss your house, Mike. It was awesome.
I remember Steve number two when we were at Iron Mike's. We were all, we kind of did a couple spots or whatever, and then we're hanging around Mike, Iron Mike, that is.
Iron Mike.
And we just kind of look over, and Steve's still sitting in the ring
on
his back, like, just blinking his eyes.
Well, that was the DDT, and he couldn't
that
get
was
up.
The DDT that he
and no
get up
one
from.
Knew.
Yeah,
like we DDT'd
Steve's
him.
Still,
he stayed there,
the
and we left the ring and went on with our lives for like 20 minutes before anyone realized that. Hey, where's Steve?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still in the ring, and he's on his back.
There was another time where Steve was rendered immobile by something that happened to Iron Mike's. I can't remember what the guy's name was, but he was going to do a spot where Steve had to do a monkey flip out of the corner. Oof. That's when the guy gets he goes to send him in. Steve hits the corner, and the other guy runs in and ducks. I don't know why you would ever do that. But yeah. Then the guy in the corner hops up and rolls forward and does the sunset flip. Yeah. Sorry, sunset flip out of the corner. Well, the other guy, who was very, very large, like probably 280 pounds of pure muscle, torpedoed head first right into Steve's nuts because Steve didn't get up quite high enough. He laid outside the ring steaming for about 15 minutes. He couldn't get up. Yeah, his nuts were
Mike actually, just to add to that, he said he was face up when you all knees.
Oh, that's right. He had his hands in front of his crotch. Yeah. That's right. I remember that.
That was probably his only saving grace. Yes, is Vaughn actually right. Sleeping?
What?
Whoa.
Oh, that's right. He was laying on his back.
He was laying on his back, and his hands were.
Were you really sleeping?
I think I'm passing out.
Are we boring
I've
you?
I've had way too much beer, and I'm like slow.
How many did you have?
I had about 5, and your girlfriend had 1. So, how long have we been on air? Like an hour?
Hour and a half.
I've drank 5 beers in an hour and a half.
Okay.
So, I'm kind of like,
literally was passed out.
Yeah, he was just passed out.
Maybe we should have kept it that way.
Right, I looked over, his like little hands were crossed on his belly.
You should just cranked up his volume.
My volume is like full blast, I can hear it. Yeah. It's just when he said it, I was like, well, because I'm trying to do it, because I'm trying to do this little like falling asleep thing as you guys are slowly getting into something, and I'm like, you're not paying attention to me again.
But so anyway, yeah, lots of violence in our lives.
Oh yeah,
I'm surprised we've made it this far.
Seriously,
there's one other incident
you haven't lost
that
a
I
finger
wanted to
or
mention.
Anything.
No, I know, really. there was one other incident that I wanted
you're
to bring up with
prick.
Steve.
which Steve?
This could
one
be
or
any
two.
Instance with me.
Which Steve?
I'm sure, it has to do with
this
my brothers.
Steve with us no. with his no. brothers was
the,
we were
the time at the park probably.
Yes.
He knows exactly
park
what he's
and park
bring.
And Go recreation on. was a little thing that they did in Middletown during the summer for kids. Oh, yeah. It was like, I don't know, a month and a half, something like that.
The whole pretty much this whole
all
summer.
Right. So we would go there, play basketball, kickball, all kinds of things, manhunt with the survivalist kids,
get high, you know.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Well, there was one day we were playing basketball, and Steve's brothers pulled up. And when Steve's brothers pull up, you know Steve's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
There's nothing out. They don't come to say, yo, what's up, guys? Want to play basketball? They come to say, where's Steve? We want to kick his ass. Well, they took Steve and they put him in a garbage can, like a 55-gallon garbage can, and rolled him across the basketball court.
Wow.
For no reason. And I thought it was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen as a little kid. This was at least 13 years ago when this happened.
Oh, yeah.
And
you weren't that little if it was 13 years ago.
Exactly my point. This is Steve at 12 years old getting rolled across a basketball court in a garbage can in fetal position.
I think the most, getting back to kind of like the beatings or like watching your friends get beat.
Huh?
I used to go over this kid James's house, and he had an older brother. And you know who he is. I don't know if you're picking up on.
Not exactly.
F.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like it'd be everything would be fine. We'd be playing video games or something. His brother would come in and start shit because he was an older brother, so that's just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it would turn into tears, and then the father would like break the door down. What the fuck? Like no regard the fact that I'm standing there, like not giving a shit, so fucking awkwardly. I would have to let myself out.
Yes.
I was like, so I'll see you later, James.
It's a little awkward.
And, like, leave. I'm just like, holy fuck, what happened?
I hate tangents.
I have something like that.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. Oh, listen,
what were we saying?
No.
Finish, please.
Similar situation where a father broke in on a situation between two guys that we used to hang out with. That it was a very awkward situation. It was during the DX's, I guess, when they first...
Oh, God, yes.
Steve tells it better than I do. Cause
well, a friend of ours, he had a younger brother.
A friend of ours.
Well, okay, an acquaintance.
Yeah. Anyway,
we were at his house for a pay-per-view, and he had a younger brother, and, of course, they're always fighting.
Was this Mike Shaw?
Yes, yes. Okay. So his dad, I don't even think his dad really likes him to begin with. And he's always making fun of him and shit.
He doesn't. He would always ask me to beat his ass.
Yeah. So we're watching the pay-per-view, and we get up to get drinks or something. And the two brothers were fighting, and the one shakes the soda and starts spurting out of it. He goes, you know, Paul, you don't knock it off, I'm going to make you suck it, you know, like out of the can. Well, his dad only heard, you're going to suck it. And his dad flipped his wig. He came out there and he was like yelling. He's like, I heard what you said to Paulie. And if you ever say that again, I'm going to punch your fucking lights out. Quote, unquote. And it
wow.
was, I had to not laugh because it was just, it was so it ridiculous, but it was like scary too because like he was enraged.
Holy
he
was. Shit. And he was a little dude, the father, but I think he could probably beat like any three guys' asses at
once. Yeah, he seemed like one of those dudes that,
The most awkward thing that I ever had to do is when like somebody would call me up to hang out and I'd get there. And all of a sudden, the father would pop up. Like, we were, like, getting ready to leave. And all of a sudden, the father would be like, oh, you got to rake the backyard. So I and him would have to rake the fucking whole backyard.
That was
Matt's
house.
And the thing is, he looks at his son, and it's like, okay, you're going to do it. And he goes, oh, your friend can help you.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you fucking kidding me? I left my house to get away from that.
Yeah, I think your grandmother made me move furniture at one point.
Well, what did you used to call my grandmother's house?
The plantation.
Yeah.
I painted fences. I cleaned basements. I
washed trailers.
Mowed lawns. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And your grandmother thinks that's the greatest
thing.
She
loves it. She actually asked me to bring that up on the show, and I told her, if I can fit it in, I will. And I did.
Yes. I think she actually wanted to make a sign on her property.
Yeah, she wanted
somewhere.
To make a sign and put it on her property.
I don't
that
think
said
that would go over
plantation.
Too well.
Wow. I really didn't think it would have gone
with the three
either.
Black families in Middletown.
Yeah,
I don't think that would go over well.
What is it? This one guy that I was friends with back in junior high, this kid Mike. He'd have like a whole bunch of people sleep over, and I think his father planned this. Like he'd always have like five or six people sleep over. Then the next morning we'd get up, and like you know we'd still hang out because we didn't live far from his house.
Yeah.
And he'd have us do chores.
Manpower.
It's like are you fucking serious? Mm-hmm. Like, and one of our friends would just leave. He would just vanish.
Yeah.
And no one would hear from him, like, until, like, the next day at school, like, when the weekend was over.
Yeah.
He's like, where'd you go? He's like, I only live, like, three houses away. I walked back home. I'll do my fucking chores at the home. I'm not gonna clean your dishes. I'll clean mine. The fuck?
Seriously.
No, like, serious. Like, his mother would go away for the weekend, and he'd be like, oh, yeah, you can have friends over. We get there, and this whole place would be a mess. And it's like, all right, pick a chore. I got them written down. Take one.
I had an awkward situation like that, like the childhood situations recently, actually, within the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with this girl who was quite younger than me, a couple of years younger than me, and she wanted me to come to her house.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, oh, I'm having people over. I'm just like,
uh-oh.
All right, whatever, because I blew her off a couple times, and I was like, all right, I'll show up. So I show up, and they're all like looking. They're still in high school. I'm like just out of high school. I'm the old guy there. And they're all like looking at yearbooks and stuff and like, you know, hanging out, being girls. It was just really uncomfortable. I was literally sitting in a chair by her door, just like,
awkward.
Like, yeah, it was really dumb. And they were just like watching awful movies. I was like, I really got to leave soon. Out of fucking nowhere, the door swings open and smashes me in the leg. Her mother came home and saw there were people over and flipped shit in front of everyone, including me.
Yeah.
And it was so awkward. I just got up. I was like, see you later. I just left. It's like, I'm like, I put up with this at fucking James's house. I'm not doing it in here. It was so awkward. And she's crying. Like, and was, oh my God.
Did you get injured?
She hit my leg really fucking hard. Like, she swung the door open. I was right behind her.
As if nobody was there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Like, she had no idea I was there. And it was just so fucking awkward.
You could have really broken the tension just by rolling around on the ground screaming, saying, like, oh, my God, my fake knee. My fake knee. Why?
I just
why?
Got a transplant.
Talking about that, like, there was these two girls that a friend of mine, this guy Alan I knew, was friends with from his Jewish group.
Okay.
Because, you know, the Jews, they stick together.
We do.
Wow.
No, it's the truth. Like,
oh, it is
like,
one? I didn't know that.
They have all these they have all these clubs, and they have these weekends where they all go out, and they try to meet,
segregation.
You know, they try to meet more Jewish kids. Oh, yeah. And he introduced me to the girls, and they always have these really lame, shitty parties.
Yeah, I can imagine. Their food is pretty lame, too, so.
No.
Yeah.
Where it always would end up with them watching it and freaking out, like losing
That's
their
gay.
Shit. And, like, you're kidding. Like, they're 19-year-old girls. This was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
They're 19-year-old girls, and this would happen every other weekend. Like, we'd end up hanging out with them because he, for some reason, thought, you know, because to my knowledge from him, was, like, most Jewish girls were easy. And I was like, all right, fine.
That's
you
true.
Because he'd tell me all the time, he'd say, all these girls are fucking. And we'd always hang out with the same two girls, and nothing would happen. We'd sit there, and like, they'd sit there and cuddle as they're watching It, freaking out. Mm-hmm. Like, hello, we've watched this movie for the last 4 weekends straight. You know how it ends. How are you still freaked out about it?
I like watching it because I like to reminisce about when John Ritter was alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And good old one more thing I'm going to say about the awkward moments is I know Matt's a good friend of mine because he's experienced so many awkward moments at my house.
Yeah.
With me getting beat or where he was threatened with bodily harm.
Yeah. Or, or guys, if the cops come, I'm going out the back window. Yeah.
What?
Or when my brother dropped a mag light on his head.
Yes. He almost God. Passed out. And I think we were watching the X-Files at that point.
I don't know what it was.
Hey, with a mag light?
The Malcolm X-Files?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the Malcolm X-Files. No, his brother was an explorer, I think.
Right?
Ironic. Yeah, okay. They were explorers.
Yeah, he was an explorer. He comes in, and I don't know if anybody at home has ever held a mag light. They're heavy. Very heavy.
How many, like 5 pounds.
How many D batteries were in that?
Like four?
It was
like a 4D?
Like
oh,
four.
That's a good one.
It was an official police mag light.
Oh, yeah. It was really big.
This big. Like, yeah. It was like several pounds.
Like they have no reason to be that long.
No.
Like,
yeah, no. Just like
you could fit two batteries in there. It's basically a weapon.
Yeah, just to... Yeah, but anyway, he dropped it on my head.
Nice.
That and was unintentional at that time.
I don't know if it was.
No, he said it was an accident. I believe him.
I believe
because yeah. I don't want you to press charges, posthumously.
Wow. Yeah.
Or post, whatever.
Yeah. I know. But, yeah, there were several times where his brothers would like, swiftly walk into the house and just mention, like, if the cops come, I'm not here.
I was actually thinking about when my one brother flipped out, fought with my mother. He ripped the phone out of the wall. He, like, was just punching the hallway doors.
Yes, yes.
Just, or the hallway walls, rather, and just breaking shit. And she told him to get out, and he was out front, and he was pulling on, like, we had, a nice front door, and it had, like, the metal, like, rails on it, real ornate looking.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he yanked those, and he broke those, and he bent them. And then he said to, he was just cursing it.
Well, first
I am the devil and all this
first
shit.
First he ran in the house screaming.
I swear to God.
Like, look at this. The blood on my hand is the milk of the devil.
I swear to God.
I don't know what the fuck was wrong.
I mean, I know they were drug users, but like, I don't know. He hasn't been cocaine or something.
So his hand was the teat of the devil?
Yeah. He said this blood
is
the milk
of the devil. This is
the
foreskin of Satan.
Yeah, pretty much.
And,
yeah.
Then he was
my
saying,
wrist is the taint of that
is,
yeah.
Then his mother, Steve's mother told us, Matt, Steven, go to your grandmother's house,
yeah.
Go to, which is that's down the street, 2 blocks away. And then Larry, his brother, says...
He's like, well, we had the trail at the time was not paved. The Hudson Trail was just dirt road. It was like our own little thing. And he's like, if I see either one of you on the trail, I'm breaking both your legs.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, I guess we'll take the street.
Yeah.
No, I think we walked, but I think we took the street. At that point, he probably
that was good reminiscing for about an hour.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
Well, I want to take a break.
Is it even worth it? We got like 20 minutes.
Why don't
we
go late?
Yeah, we'll go late. Right, we'll take
a
break.
We can. Right. I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, well,
thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers.
One,
you might still be awake.
Two, three. Fuck you. You cockney prick.
Oh, yes, the aristocrats. Coming into the final hour.
Sans Vaughn.
Oh. Sans Vaughn.
But we're here to put you to sleep.
Yeah.
So we're all going to talk like this.
Yes, we are. I want to talk about this story.
What story?
An 81-year-old man in Arizona.
Oh, no.
Apparently, his septic tank flooded.
Mm-hmm.
And when they fixed it, they found a bag containing videotapes of the 81-year-old man in his prime molesting children.
Nice.
In his septic tank. They found this.
Wow.
And they enhanced the video. They decided, yes, it was him. And
they enhanced
charged.
It.
And
in what way?
Well, I guess because it was all
waterlogged.
They watched
it repeatedly.
They probably cleaned up the film. It was VHS. Mm. Yes, Vaughn.
Hi. I just got back from the toilet. What are you talking about?
It was an 81-year-old man in Arizona.
The police just raided your house, Vaughn, and they found some tapes you might be interested in.
That too.
Okay. Whose septic tank overflowed, and they found kiddie porn in it. And starring him.
Starring.
Is this what you were doing while we were on break?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
showing him having sex with underage Japanese girls.
Oh, hot.
Yes.
Oh, Vanda would like that.
While he lived there between 65 and 75. Other tapes, allegedly, showed Stevens having sex with underage Korean girls between 75 and 80 when he lived there.
Hotter.
And between 80 and 86 when he lived in Thailand.
So wait, hold on.
He had like a world tour of squinty-eyed underage sex.
Pussy.
Wow.
And he hid them in his septic tank.
And must have felt the whole disoriented.
And wait, why did he, why? How did they find these?
Because there was a hole in a septic tank. And I guess they had to dig it up. And they found a bag full of VHS tapes of him having sex with underage.
That's the improper way to store them.
Yeah. Why they really is. Up. He'd be better off just having them next to, like, you know.
Seriously.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
First of all, they need to be standing up on their side.
Shitter's full. Seriously, I mean, like, why would you? That's like the craziest idea. I mean, like, it's kind of smart.
I don't think it's crazy at all. I think it's ingenious.
It's smart, yeah. It's very smart that he's putting them in a place that no one would look for.
And
them.
That, and the fact that he's taking the best that Asia has to offer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gook's gone wild.
Yeah.
That reminds me of recently in our area a couple years ago. There was a teacher, piano teacher, and he was caught. He had a video camera in his bathroom.
Oh, my God. Like, I know. He was my music teacher.
Why? Like, I never understood, really? Like, what is erotic about people peeing and
pooing? Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry.
Like, I don't know.
Well, if you look someone up in else. Derek's bathroom.
Did his name begin with a Y?
I can't remember, quite honestly. He was old, though. He was, like, 60.
Oh, never mind. It's a different
guy. Like, you know, he's watching tapes, like, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that story. Yeah.
Take that tinkle, baby. Yeah,
yeah. He gave private lessons in his house.
Yeah, right.
And he would put a videotape in his bathroom, mm-hmm. and he had like
and he got lessons about privates.
It was something like hundreds of hours of video
of people pissing and shitting
of kids like peeing.
James Brown did that too in his restaurant.
Oh,
supposedly
talking about that.
He's dead now.
Well, he's dead. Yes, and
but to wrap up this guy, he's being charged with up to 10 years in prison. And fuck lifetime probation. If he's convicted, that is.
And if he makes it.
Yeah, he's going to be 91.
Big deal. Wow. You know, just slap him on the wrist.
Just seriously. Kill him now.
He's 81. He got arrested. Club. He might as well just kill himself.
I don't even look at what he did as a crime.
What?
Asians,
it's not like they were Americans.
Asians really aren't people. And I know Vendo's going to back me up on this.
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe not. Okay.
All right. Asians aren't really people.
Let's They're kind of not. Mm-hmm. I was just making a retarded face when you took that picture.
Yeah, right? I didn't even get your picture in the face.
Okay,
awkward.
Good.
Picture in the face.
Yeah, got
whatever.
That.
Fuck off.
He's going to put my face in a porno.
Ron, do you have anything to add to that story?
No, continue.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Did I cut you off?
No, I'm
Well, the problem is we don't finish our thoughts, so I'm trying to actually finish a thought and then move on. That's why I cut you off.
That's no big deal.
Before Vaughn can
cry,
start a thought that
cry,
he won't finish.
Cry.
We'll get
cry.
Don't get belligerent, cry. Man. Relax.
You're actually going to sit there and play Nintendo.
Yeah, probably.
PS. Okay. Well, we'll talk about how you're going to lose your job.
This is what I want to hear. What are you talking about? Go.
Okay. Well, first class stamped letters in volume, okay? 2000, in the year 2000. 103.5.
Okay.
2001, 103.7. 2002, 102.4. 2003, 99.1. Till eventually 2006, 97.6.
And?
We are losing mail.
Big deal.
And you're going to lose your job.
Wait, losing mail?
Yeah. In like 50 years, you're going to lose your job.
I'll be retired.
I know.
Maybe.
It was kind of a joke.
I shouldn't be bringing this up, but...
Don't talk about anything that would risk your career.
Fine, I'll bring it up.
You do have
work.
A very good job. Don't risk it.
After this is over, I'll tell you about it.
But
it's nothing really crazy. But it's kind of I guess it would be important.
Is this concerning the mail industry?
No, they can't fire me.
Well, I know that. I'm saying, is it concerning the mail industry? The
what that we're losing letters over a 20-year period.
Well, no, not losing letters.
It's just
that people aren't sending.
They're not
letters.
Sending letters.
No, who
gives
a fuck?
When
email took over, how many fucking emails do you send a day? Seriously,
a lot.
That aren't bulk emails. The stupid people that are just reminding stupid shit,
and not just emails, private messaging. That's the same thing.
Text
as emails.
Messaging.
Who cares?
No cell phones.
Yeah, no one sends unless it's a letter anymore. Yeah, no big deal.
Fax
We're not
machines.
Pulling out the inkwell and fucking writing up a great missive. No.
Ooh. Nice.
There's always dumb housewives. They're always going to send their gay Christmas cards. So you'll
always
have a job.
You're still going to have dumb asses. Yeah. And, you know, and the thing is, you're still going to get bills. You're still going to get stupid magazines.
Here's the thing. Every bill I pay gives me an option to go paperless.
Yeah, but do you?
Online.
Do you?
A couple of them I did, yeah.
But do they still come in the mail?
No.
No?
Nope. Verizon doesn't. I haven't seen it.
I don't get that anymore. I pay it at the place now.
Yeah.
They stop sending me bills now. So I guess they just assume I'm just going to use that. I don't know.
I still get.
You actually go to a place to pay your bills?
Well, like Verizon, like the store. You can pay like a little ATM looking thing, and you can pay right there.
Would never waste my
time.
That's
what I do.
It takes like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Minutes.
You got to drive there.
Well, it's right by my job.
I don't care.
Right in the same parking lot.
Like
no,
you're still going to get stupid shit in the mail. You're still going to get bulk business
email. Yeah, you're
going to
get but that's
bulk business mail. What is it? Email.
Yeah,
I mean, you're still going to get stupid shit that's like solicitations.
Is there a way to get that stuff out?
To stop it?
Yeah.
No. We still get shit. My brother just moved like a week ago. Yeah. We're still getting shit. And they had everything transferred. And he's still getting shit sent to the house under his name and his wife.
Wow.
Yeah. So it'll never end.
Married. It's weird.
I know, right? He's younger than me.
I don't know. Spam is definitely a lot worse than anything that you get.
It's a lot of garbage mail. Yeah. Like for me, right?
All I get is garbage.
All I get is bills, and I get shit from work.
Yeah,
a lot of union shit from work, and that's all I get.
Me too.
And it's like you know, I don't get anything else, and I never get emails. Like I have an email account.
Yeah.
And the emails I get, besides maybe an occasional like reminder of something that's going on, it's like a lot of like garbage email.
In 3 years, I've written 25 checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I write.
I'm almost done with my first book of checks.
Really?
I got like one left.
I've gone through like five.
And I have no idea where. I have like five other. I have like
the box
of checks. I have no idea where they are.
I think I've maybe written 10
checks.
That's
not good.
In the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's not good. That you don't know where the rest of the checks are.
Because, no, they're somewhere in a box somewhere.
Well, hopefully they're somewhere in your house.
I moved twice since,
hopefully
since I got them.
Because, you know, you're. That's like just like with the whole credit card thing.
Yeah,
it's another thing where they can somebody really can fuck you.
Well, yeah, with the routing number especially. Yeah. But I'll find them.
And plus, your address is on it and everything.
My old address.
Well, still, it's an address. Your name's on there. We just talked about this a couple weeks.
I didn't lose my checks. They're somewhere packed up.
But we still talked about this a couple weeks ago as how somebody can just go into a post office and ask for a forwarding address and have all your mail forwarded to their address.
Mm. When I worked at the bank, I saw a person that had checks that had pictures, not only their name and address.
But
probably phone number, pictures of their kids on the check. Oh
yes, God. I've seen checks like that. It's like personal. They're personally made.
Why don't you just hire somebody to molest your kids? Make it easier. Cut out the middleman.
Why don't you just get Dilbert on your checks? Why do you have to have your kids?
I know, seriously, like you know, little Christmas photos with the puppy dog on the.
In the last 2 years, I've really gone down from writing checks. Yeah. I write maybe one check because I don't feel like.
Did the Coliseum stop accepting them?
Oh, wow. The Coliseum is a gay bar in New Jersey, by the by.
Wow.
By the by.
Which is...
They have straight nights.
Yes, they do. And yes. But still...
Which no one goes
wait,
to.
Hold on. The straightest night in the Coliseum is still the gayest night there. But like the only reason why I still write checks for this one place is because I tried to do their online, like paying it through their online stuff.
Yeah.
And it was such a mess. And I was so like it was so janky and so sketchy.
What?
Janky.
Is that Velma's word from fucking
Jinkies?
No, that's Jinkies.
Oh,
it was so janky and so like you know you I couldn't trust
you
it.
You still didn't clarify what the hell janky means.
It's shitty. It means shitty.
Okay.
Let's call it hacky.
I don't know.
Hacky. Fine. Well, let's call it hacky.
That's your word, dude. Janky. I like that.
It's so douchey.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh God, let me speak.
All right, keep going.
I can't
start
even
throwing
type
things.
Janky. I put lanky. Did you mean Yankee?
Yeah, Yankee, my cranky.
Oh,
you
Urban Dictionary.
Oh, here we go.
Janky, broke down, under constant repair.
Mm. Okay.
Look
shitty.
At that janky ass car riding on four.
So basically,
with trash bags and all the windows.
Basically, it's junky.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary. Yeah. Anyway. The only reason why I don't use that is because of that. Mm-hmm. And that's the only people I write checks to. Everybody else, I either like with Verizon, I go there and I pay my bill.
I would never.
It's easy. I usually
can't be.
I'm over at Toys R Us anyway buying toys. I go right across the street and pay the bill.
Buying toys. You know what I do?
I know. I'm
I would
old
not
man.
Admit that on air.
You
dude.
Know what I do?
Fuck off. I still buy
nothing.
Toys.
Nothing. I have automatic payment for Verizon.
Big deal.
Yeah.
I don't even I've never even
through your bank
dealt with them.
I basically get bills in the mail and it just tells me to go to my computer and pay it.
I should do that, but I should do that, set all that shit up, but I'm just too fucking lazy.
This is your balance. You will see this also on your page.
I am a
car payment, insurance, cell phone. Yep. But a couple other things. Everything just automatic.
It gives me a reason. I know this sounds so fucking lame. It gives me a reason to drive down there to go pay my bill and to go over to Toys R Us and look how shitty that fucking company has gone downhill in the last 5 or 6 years.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
Fucking god,
it's awful.
It's horrible.
They have no Star Wars toys.
No, nothing.
There's
not
nothing
just,
good.
Not
kids
just
don't have
Star
good
Wars.
Toys.
Not just Star Wars yet. Toys have gone downhill. Yeah.
Honestly, the coolest thing that I've seen in the last few years was when they reissued the 80s Transformers figures.
Yes, I have a couple of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, they had to reissue those things in order for it to actually be interesting again.
Yep. The coolest ones I've seen so far is that they reissued a couple of the old robots in different cars, like in the updated cars, like Cylons and stuff like that.
Those are, Jesus Christ.
I forget what they're called. You know what they're called.
Yeah, I can't remember what the hell they're called. The Alternators? Is that
Yeah, I have a couple of those.
Yeah, they're...
I know.
Absolutely
so
magnificent looking
fucking
cars.
Lame, and I'm probably getting ripped apart in the chat, which I don't care. Thank you, Mike, by the way.
Actually, Mike.
What'd he call me? Wait,
Mike
what'd
would
he,
love to
what'd
talk
he say
to you
a couple
this.
Minutes ago? Wait, hold on. What'd he say a couple minutes ago?
I don't know. You're stupid or something.
And Steve saved it. Like,
a 2 minute long, uninteresting story that was saved by a 2 second comment, a two second segue.
I need a sandwich. I'm fucking hungry.
Okay.
We
he's going to come to the diner with us. Yeah, well, I might come.
Yeah, you will come.
Shit.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Creamy.
We're in overtime.
So,
who cares?
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple other things here. This hiccup girl is now getting pissed at the media.
Really?
Why?
Yeah. Because apparently she came out and said the hiccup thing, whatever. So
she
could
came
get,
out?
Well, what? Whatever. You know
no,
what I mean.
I'm just like...
She was on like every fucking show. Like she was on Today. She was on everything.
Like they said, overstated.
They said Good Morning America or one of them called her 57 times.
Uh-huh.
They want her back
because
they have fucking slow news days.
I got to do something. We were talking about this.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, whoops.
Let it out, brother. That's great. I would not smell that microphone,
welcome
though.
Back, farter.
That was his bagpipes.
And he smells the mic.
Oh, my God.
This is why we need the wireless mic.
I was just talking about how we don't fart on mic anymore. So
yeah, we did that.
I don't really have nothing going on today.
I'm glad. I think Mike doesn't really doesn't mind that we don't fart on him anymore. Whoops.
whatever. Wow. That wasn't stupid.
So, yeah, her family and everything are basically saying she came out and said this stuff because she wants help.
She was hiccuping.
There's nothing can be done for her. I'm telling you right now.
Wait. Hold on. She had a press conference about the media.
Not a press. I'm sure she just said
press
something.
Press conference.
What a cunt.
She called a press
what
conference.
What a bloody hiccuping cunt. That she
you
had
just hear like the
she had to tell people that, I'm fed up with the media.
Yeah.
That I fucking can't stand it. Fucking cunt.
I was just going to do that.
Thanks. How old is she? Like 12?
15.
Whatever. She's still a cunt.
Is she hot?
Yes. I saw that picture over there.
No, she's like a chubby bitch.
Okay.
I closed it.
She's got like a chubby face. I've seen her. I saw the Today interview.
She's got time to grow, man. Give it time.
Wow. Time to get fat.
We should
lose the baby fat, you know?
We should seriously, like Derek, where does she live?
Oh I don't know. God. I closed it.
We should seriously bring Derek to her and just like try everything Derek does. You know, hit her into walls, drive her head into like the windshields.
I think we said that last week.
Why don't they just put her in a coma?
Fuck you.
We did.
Yeah, we did. I know. I'm so fucking stupid.
Just thank you for reiterating.
Thank you.
Just Vaughn the reiterator. Induce a coma.
I don't.
We
think
talked about this last week. Move on.
Put her on severe muscle relaxers.
Punch her in the face.
I'm sure they've tried to do that.
Jam a cock down her throat.
That could do it.
Say boo.
Like she wasn't talking about she wasn't talking about this like with somebody at lunch that had like a recorder next door. No, she had to say this to somebody who was actually caring.
They had a podium and a blue backdrop and
fucking
she walked
hiccuping
up and the
cunt.
Cameras were rolling and she came out and she
cunt,
came
cunt, cunt, cunt.
It was actually at the White House.
Pretty much.
It looked from like the Oval Office.
It looked like the classic Saturday Night Live set whenever they bring out somebody as the president.
Whoever's doing the hack impression.
Yeah. Fucking.
unless it's Dan Hammond.
Chevy Chase.
Dan Hammond.
Daryl.
Daryl?
I mean Daryl.
You're going to have to dump that one.
Daryl's brother.
Or Chevy Chase. What was he supposed to be doing? What was he doing when remember that?
I have no idea. Bob Dole probably.
No. He was Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
But he was just Chevy Chase falling over. That's all he was doing.
Pretty much.
Chevy Chase as Gerald Ford, which was like, no.
Yeah, it's a far cry. Chevy Chase insists that he was the best one to do the news. I don't think so.
I didn't even know he did the news.
Yeah, he was like the first one to do the news.
They just released
Kevin Nealon.
This year, they just released the first year of SNL on DVD.
Yeah, how long has that been on? Like
1975.
Yeah. It's like 1975, 1976
years. 30 years.
And it's the full episodes. It's like the hour and a half.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you watch
That's insane number. No one's going to buy that.
Actually, a lot of people have. They actually might do the next year.
30 years of SNL, about 10 episodes are good.
But the reason why it took the reason why it took so long when it was released is because they had to get clearance from all the musical guests.
Yeah, yeah. Because
originally when these were released, they were only going to be broadcast once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now they have to clear with everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
because they got to make sure that these people get paid.
Tom Waits was on one of them.
Yeah, and he probably sued.
Probably. Just like he sued me.
Almost sued you.
Yes. I want to talk about these boys. These boys. Naughty little boys.
Boys.
Who got a hold of a pair of rubber gloves.
Oh no, not this story.
Oh, yeah, a pair of 12-year-old boys.
Fucking another 12-year-old boys.
Are on suspicion of second-degree rape
from
a school playground.
That's awesome.
From an incident that police are calling a prank gone wrong. Now, last week, we didn't get to it, but there was a story where some kid took a drumstick.
And shoved
by
it
that
up.
I mean the instrument type thing. And just shoved it up some other kid's ass.
Ew, Prank's gone wild.
Prank's gone wild.
Think about it. It was a chicken leg. Ugh.
First it was a gun-shaped chicken nugget. Yep. Now it's kids getting butt raped.
Seriously.
When will it
this
end?
This is the second one in a solid week.
Like 2 or 3
that's
weeks,
been
yeah.
butt raped. So these kids got a hold of a pair of rubber gloves and they were playing in the playground. Took this other kid, held him down, and sodomized him with their hands.
Molested his ass.
Molested his ass.
I don't know what makes that interesting. What makes someone want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's gay.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's the last thing that I wanted to be when I was 12-year-old was gay. Seriously, I didn't want cooties. I didn't want to be gay. Like, really.
I didn't want cooties and I didn't want to be gay.
You made a conscious effort to not be gay.
You make a effort not to do gay things.
This is the year where it's going to make me or break me.
Yeah. You know, I was in kindergarten. I remember I was outside and I was putting chapstick on.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're an asshole?
And this kid. Never forget. Fucking Dave Rohrig.
He said,
Derek's putting lipstick on. Yeah. And everyone laughed at me for hours.
Wow. They had to cancel classes because kids were laughing at him so hard.
And the teachers.
Well, no, I mean, think about that.
They're like, oh my God, he is. I'm like, it's chapstick. And everyone's like, you're wearing lipstick. I'm like, wow. Chapstick.
Wow, you guys are immature.
No, but like, think about it. When you were that age, you really didn't want any kind of bad like representation of yourself at all.
You had was your image.
How about now?
Well, yeah. when you're our age, you kind of don't give a shit if somebody's going to be like, oh,
I don't care.
You're wearing lipstick. Like, it's like you're going to come up to
I kind of would care.
You're going to come up to the guy and just seriously? If somebody
people were saying, like, you know, Matt wears lipstick. I mean, I don't.
I mean, like, what happened with him? Somebody seriously just, like, if you were in a crowd of people and someone went, oh, he wears lipstick. And everybody else is kind of looking at him being because he's a douche.
I might just stare at them.
I got kind of mad when one of my friends, said that I wanted under the Peter Steele's penis.
That was last week.
I wanted to be consuming it. I know it was, but I got kind of mad. So it goes to show that though I'm not gay,
all right, you're right.
I still get angry as being perceived as such.
Yes. Okay, there's certain things that still irritate us.
I can hear Derek on this age. One. I remember being a kid and like, I don't want to.
Dumb stuff.
I don't want to put myself in that position.
You don't want to touch other kids. You don't want to get cooties or whatever.
Yeah, did you ever use chapstick again?
I probably not.
I still feel gay.
You know
putting
what?
On chapstick.
You know what's weird?
I will admit,
I can't use chapstick.
Really?
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe it was like a repressed thing. Like I cannot
have anything.
You gotta be kidding.
I'll just sit there and bleed. I really
nothing
don't care.
To do
if
with
I put it on, it freaks me out and I gotta wipe it off.
Must be.
Really?
Traumatic childhood
I've had
experience.
Girlfriends that wore chapstick and I won't touch them.
Wow.
Because I don't want it on me.
It was that traumatic in your life that
all you need is
chapstick, you.
Carly. Yeah. Don't worry.
You got that, Carly?
Carly's passed out. Sure is. The dog is sleeping with her, so she's
yeah,
out.
Yeah, chapstick, lipstick, any kind of hand cream, I don't want it on me.
Oh, that's
all.
So gay. Wow. Hand
like
cream
my
for
hands,
a man? Fuck that.
My
so
hands
you will,
are
so
awful.
You will sit there and be chapped,
yes.
Like full on from head to toe.
When I'm at work, I'll look down and my hands will be dripping blood mm-hmm. because they're that dry.
So you're dry ass.
And I do nothing for it.
Because you're a big man like myself. You get dry. I mean, in the wintertime, you get the dry spots like I
if,
do. Right?
If for some freak of nature reason I stripped down right now, you would think I had AIDS. I got dry spots all over
no,
me.
No, you
everyone.
I don't want to eat now.
No, you don't.
Now let's have a salad.
Really well, it's ruined. Mostly on my arms here and here. I've been itching like crazy all day.
And
I
you
got
don't
a little
put...
bit on my ass. The back of my knees are horrible.
Every place where there's a fold on Derek.
Yeah, anything that bends.
Oh my God.
Wow. So
under my tits.
Wow.
His big Scottish titties.
I'm like recording this, and he's making me.
I know you are, you prick.
Oh my God,
gross.
So so you will not put on like any kind of like.
No, I put on a cortisone cream on this just because if I don't, like, I will literally like I will be so uncomfortable to a point where I may kill myself.
Okay,
so I have to put cream on my arms.
Yeah,
but that even bothers me. I can't have anything on my
it
hands.
Creeps
though.
You out, like it creeps you out seriously.
Because like if I touch my face and I have hand cream on, I'll just go nuts. Mm. I don't know what it is.
I get really chafed.
No, nothing.
I get really chafed like on my legs. Like if I do a lot of walking at work.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I ever get, and like I get really bad, like actual like bumps and it hurts, and like I can't walk, so I look gay because I'm walking like bow legged. By the end of the day, I look like you know.
Everything you attempt to do in life to make yourself not look gay.
Seriously,
just totally.
And like, what do you do? I mean, you put a little something on it and it goes away, but it's like. I can't avoid it. I don't know what it is.
Wow.
Maybe my chode sweats too much? I don't know.
Holy
How does it happen?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Yeah, I'm so gross. Sobering up because of this talk.
I know.
This is degenerating very fast.
A bunch of fat fucks talking about their awful skin.
I'm not fat. I have a bad skin.
You might as well be.
No, not really.
You're your honorary fat boy.
I'm in the 200 club.
So, these little kids, they actually went to...
I love how this. Wait. I love how this story started with molestation. And it turned into like our psoriasis talk.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't understand. What would possess someone to do this?
You never played Doctor when you were a kid?
This isn't Doctor Vaughn.
They had some kind of help.
This isn't. They're not fucking proctologists here.
I know. I was just gonna say that. If it was a girl, it wouldn't be news.
Yeah.
No, it would be.
It would be 12
they, you know
grade.
Why?
No, it would be hot.
It'd be hot.
Yeah.
It'd be hot.
Yeah, because they'd have the kids in cuffs.
It'd be hot, and they'd be playing in the mud.
It'd still be news, but it'd probably be, instead of us finding it like 2 days later, we'd find it the day of.
Maybe.
Hmm. Like how old is this? Seriously. Like when was this released?
27 minutes ago.
20 yesterday.
Okay. Yesterday. Okay, so this is a day late.
Yeah.
So if this happened today, like when you got home, you would have heard this on the news.
Maybe.
As a little bit.
If a guy did it to a girl?
Yeah, if a 12-year-old boy did it to a 12-year-old girl, you'd hear this on the 5 o'clock news.
And they would be like, you know what? This is normal.
Yeah.
And
at least it wasn't a guy.
It's kind of natural.
Unfortunately,
he
did contract cooties.
Yeah.
So, okay.
One of them did. The other one actually had the rubber glove on.
Oh.
They got the gloves at like a health fair or something, or some kind of health assembly.
A nurse.
Mm-hmm. And they wanted to, quote, mess around with somebody.
What?
So,
and they did.
Oh, they did.
What else does it say?
His butthole. They went to some kind of juvie prison, and they were released on $500 bail, and then are not released.
Because they're too young.
Now, Derek's scarred by childhood memories of, you know, bad incident with chapstick. Like, when
kids
get a job, and they go to, like, Wendy's or something, like, yeah, you got to wear these gloves. No, he's going to get a quarter.
No,
oh,
the kid that got raped
is going
to have
that. That's what I mean,
air.
That kid.
Oh, yeah.
I meant to say that kid. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like in the corner. Like, I can't do it.
Or he'll just see somebody with the rubber gloves on. He'll just be like getting ready to make a burger, and he'll just be
Yeah, how's he going to get surgery if you're
He'll never be able to get checked anally by the doctor.
Nope. Never.
Ever.
Probably
Poor
not.
Guy.
Yeah.
Or either that or he'll love it. Who knows?
He'll die of rectal cancer before he gets checked by the doctor.
Now,
gay.
Like, I mean... Two boys did this to another boy. How do you find two boys that are in the same class that are willing to do this?
Here's a point that was brought up when something happened. I think I brought this up on the show. The half-retarded kid that lived around here molested and lit on fire.
Awful.
Yeah. Like, yes. There was like eight people involved with that.
Yeah.
All, you figure out of eight people, and two of them...
Eight thugs from Union Beach.
Two of them worked with handicapped kids in the school system.
Uh-huh.
Out of eight people, no one said, hey, maybe we shouldn't, I don't know, light him on fire. Maybe we shouldn't take that plunger and shove it up his ass.
Maybe he doesn't need a large, cumbersome object in his ass.
maybe this is
how about a broom handle's a little too much.
Maybe this is what they call a bad idea.
Actually, the female who was involved with that told me she did it.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Was she proud of it?
Yeah, there was actually a couple girls, I think.
I don't know.
There might
if
have
it
been
was
two.
It was right,
two.
There might have been two or three. One.
Do you know these people?
Because she worked with one of the girls, the wheelchair-bound girls that was in school at the time.
You're fucking kidding.
This is while we're in high school.
They're all kids from this area.
They would have the aides that would carry around the kids in the wheelchair.
Yes.
And one of those ladies that did that.
How does this completely blow over? Because I don't know.
The one girl.
This happened years ago.
This was years ago.
It was like 10 years ago at least.
The one girl came into my job. She was always there. I knew she was a part of it.
Yeah.
And you would ask her questions?
No. She just told me about it.
Really?
Yeah.
She just out and
which
right
means that
told
she was
you.
Definitely proud of it.
You never asked anything about it. She just automatically said, like it was like an introduction. Yeah. Like her name?
What's
was,
up? I molested that retarded kid. That's basically what
how
happened.
Awkward. But I wasn't there for the bonfire.
Yeah. No.
Matt's are like on kidding? Register.
Literally.
You have a coupon for this? Oh, yeah, yeah.
I must add retarded kid.
Yeah, can I get a price check on
did
this
you,
one?
Literally, it was like, did you hear about that kid? Yada,
she's,
yada.
She's
blah,
buying
blah, blah.
Briquettes?
Uh-huh. That was me. I did it.
She's buying lighter fluid and briquettes, and she's like, oh, yeah, I molested a retarded kid. I'm going to do it tonight.
Pretty much so,
do you think
bro.
This table leg will fit in
this reminds me.
Do you think this mop would fit in his ass?
What's that?
What?
No, I'm just saying. He's just buying this stuff.
Yeah, I was completely floored when she told me.
Well, how long ago? Wait, hold on. How long ago was that?
This is a very long
like last
time ago.
This was years after it happened. She came into the store. So
three
this was like
or 4 days
this was
ago.
Almost 10 years ago that it happened. So it was a couple years later.
Was this the one that
me.
Actually worked with the wheelchair?
I think so.
Wheelchair girl.
I'm not positive. She's weird, kind of Asian looking.
Oh God, I don't remember.
Yeah,
the Asians. Are
Asians.
I just remember the
They're
day
not people. I told you
the day after I heard about it, the girl that was in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh God,
crying in the hallway because I guess I had to tell her.
Yeah.
Like, your normal aide isn't here because she
she's
molested
not
and lit on fire that guy who walks around with 18 beepers.
Oh my God, I remember who, now remember I know who
him?
You're talking about.
Don't drop his name, but you know
no
who
name
he is.
Dropping.
No, I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
I worked with him.
We have neighbors.
It is late.
I worked with him at Wendy's, and he would tell disastrous lies.
He would
about
have,
his
like,
ass rape?
He'd have
no,
like literally just, like five
yeah, he did.
Beepers,
he had
right?
Several. And
he wasn't retarded. Like, he wasn't Down syndrome. He was just really slow.
Well, no. Retarded and Down syndrome isn't the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm saying he wasn't retarded
he
or
was,
Down syndrome.
He was. No, he was retarded.
He was retarded would be the
There's
right
something
word.
Something
yeah.
wrong with him.
If he was
slow.
Very slow.
He was mentally deficient.
But not retarded right. in the sense of
retarded.
Like,
delayed.
You know, like palsiated.
He was
like, he,
developmentally delayed. No.
Well, when
there
you
was,
say retarded, you're. No, like, no.
He had a learning disability.
Thank you.
He's slow.
Yeah,
retarded means slow.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean
like a Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
he was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to get into semantics,
in
fine. But if you say retarded, you think of
oh,
a retarded
are we talking
person.
About this?
Wow. But anyway, yeah.
Why
anyway.
Are we getting into a, like a like
anyway.
A discussion about retarded?
No, I'm just
not
saying
because
for any of the few people who are listening to this right now,
and they're not,
I will throw
Don't
myself
to fully
under,
understand
listen,
what's going on.
I will throw myself underneath the bus.
Defend himself.
I will throw myself underneath the bus. If you considered in the school district, like in our area, when I was in school, I was considered special needs. I was considered retarded.
Never believe that.
Shut the fuck up.
What, do you have like neurological impairment?
ADD.
Okay, well. Yeah,
that's made
that's
up.
There's very
that's what
few
I was,
people I've ever met that I could actually say this person has everything
well,
to do
well,
with what
well,
ADD
the put
is.
Well, putting me into a regular class would have been too hard.
Yeah.
Putting me in a special needs class with a bunch of retards and mental, you know,
mm-hmm.
and like kids who started fires in their
so
bathrooms.
So you had a concentration sort of
Yes, I had three teachers at all times. until I was in eighth grade. Uh-huh. No, ninth grade. When I finally got into high school, that's when they let me loose.
Okay.
That's, you know, I was special needs. Even back in high school, I was special needs.
Yeah.
The kids who would slash themselves
in
the wrist.
You are giving Vendo a lot of fear. I don't care right now, dude.
I don't care. Let him go nuts. He's probably going nuts right now. Him and Mike are probably sitting there. Oh, he did? He probably did.
Yeah,
he
was like, you know what? I'm getting ready now. No, I was saying I could take a little.
No, what is Mike saying on the chat?
Nothing much. He's probably not even still there. No, I could take a little bit of heat off of you. My ex-girlfriend has neurological impairment.
The one who gave you the 3 pounds of chocolate?
Yes.
Okay.
3 pounds of chocolate.
Reese's Pieces, sorry.
Yeah, she'd have to have
I should. Mike actually did comment on that story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a huge story when it happened.
Yeah, he should remember that when he was about the same age.
When those pieces of shit fucked up that retarded guy. Kind of,
wow.
Those pieces of shit fucked up that retarded guy.
So sensitive.
I know. He has no sympathy for either one. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember being so angry. People like that make prison rape socially acceptable.
Right.
I would pay another inmate to rape them in prison.
I'm sure it happened to the guys, seriously.
That's so true.
Because a couple did go to jail.
Yeah.
Some people, I think, were able to wiggle out of it, like I wasn't involved.
Like Duke Community and stuff like that.
So to speak.
I don't understand like how that should happen. They were all part of it. They all consciously... They went into like the woods with him. Obviously, it wasn't like it just happened there. Like if right
I
now
thought it was
Vaughn
in like
busted
someone's
out
basement or
no,
something.
No, they took him into the woods.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
But it started at a party. They,
it was
like,
probably on
the
Henry Hudson Trail.
Yeah,
it's probably in that area. Well, it runs all the way down there.
Because he ran right to my work.
Wow.
Oh God! Really?
The guard shack where
naked.
I work.
Oh like, man!
Yeah. Burned
oh yeah. Him. Was that far down?
He,
that's right.
Yeah. He comes into my job every now and then. He he's always in a suit and his tie is always
beepers.
Down to his crotch because he's 5 feet tall.
Yeah. I can make a funny pun about his name, but we won't.
No, we won't. Though.
What is it? Talking about special needs? Did you remember that special needs teacher who got killed by that kid?
Yes.
I was reading about that today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that just came back.
It comes
up every couple
of years. Well, no. This week, the judge just released the full transcript of what she had recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
like
he recorded her while she was
she
like...
No, she recorded herself.
Yes.
And like 17 is like an... Like, what was it? Like half an hour? Like some between there? Like I think it's 15 to half an hour, maybe even an hour of just her... Trying to you know, let her go.
Yeah.
And like ultimately she was actually a teacher of mine.
Oh really?
Yeah. When I found out about that, it really like it was really like, whoa. She's a teacher of mine and a whole bunch of people I knew. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wow. Like you're kidding. Because, you know. And she was like a teacher I didn't really like that much because she was hard on really hard on the kids.
Yeah.
Like with special needs kids. She was
that
really
guy fucked her up though, right? Didn't he like
killed
tied
her
to a chair?
Tied her down and shot her in the face.
Wow.
Killed her really fucking horrible.
I thought he smothered her.
Didn't he smother her? I thought he killed her.
Too.
I thought he just straight out killed her.
We had some fucked up stuff happening around here.
This whole township it needs a study. I'm telling you, this place needs to be studied.
Yeah, the depression, the suicide, the ridiculous things that you hear happen to people.
Yeah.
In an area that is so nice, it really is. It's so
ridiculous.
Nice,
it's the safest and nicest place to live in the country.
Seriously, if we could talk about some of the people we all know.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that
dude.
Have gone through so much
we'd
weird
need five
shit.
More hours of time
yeah
to
we
go.
But the thing is gonna. But the thing is we'd have to get like written waivers that we can actually use their names because we couldn't make up so many stupid names like actually,
some weird shit's happened.
Like Matt's got a ton of stories about people that he knows that have gone through a lot of shit and you kind of know the same people he knows you know the same I know some of the people you know so it's like there's a lot of stories.
Craig has a story where he saw a UFO in the sky and he was telling it once to our friend Walt.
Oh, God.
And Walt
had
Walt. The same exact story at the same exact day.
Yes.
Like, really? They both saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Weird shit happens around here.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
It was like a weird rainy night or something, and they were, like, both outside. They didn't know each other. They were both kids.
It was a random thing,
yeah. Yeah, it was like Craig was telling the story, and Walt freaked out. He was like, "You're kidding me." Like, he had the same exact story.
No, you are lying.
You are a liar.
Cluckerby, ow.
You are a lot, Cluckerby,
Ow.
Little green cookie from the bakery, ow.
Holy shit.
The leaf cookies.
Nice.
Those are good.
They are delicious.
I got what you were talking about.
We woke her up.
And we woke her up.
Nice.
Matt's fucking raucous laughter. Wake up dead people.
Anyway. What did Mike say?
Is there roughly a year? What? Is there roughly a year on when Craig had that sighting?
Was that a roughly a year?
No, this is from when they were younger.
Yeah, this is when they were kids, right?
Yeah, like Craig had this story from when he was a kid, and Walt had the same exact story. I guess that happened around the same exact time. Like, they both saw the same thing,
but they
didn't know each other.
Isn't Walt known for doing stupid shit, though, and, like, accidentally just having stupid shit happen to him?
He might have made it up.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like,
I
mean, like his wrestling names, they were so original.
Oh, well, no, no, no. No, you're tying up the people right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're confusing.
Might be confusing two different people.
Well, all right. I think it's done.
Whatever. I ruined it.
That's all right. You got confused. It's understandable.
It happens.
We're dropping a lot of names.
What we were saying was that it's possible that maybe Walt made it up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Certain times, like, I don't know, certain things.
Why would he? What would possess
him? Why would he bother?
Because he wanted someone to talk to?
No, I don't know.
But he was like that. He would do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He totally, I was working with him once at the gas station. He totally made up a story about a girl coming there looking for me when I went to McDonald's to get food. And I was like, oh, really? Cool. Like some hot girl. And I totally believed him because he was such a good liar. You're an asshole if you're listening, because I was so disappointed when he told me he was lying.
He's like, that would never happen.
He owned up to it, at least.
Yeah. I know. I was disappointed nonetheless.
You like making people miserable.
We're over?
Funny fella.
We're very over.
Yeah, we're a half hour over.
So what? It's not like anybody's coming on after us.
Not like anybody's listening, so what's the point?
Yeah, but it's also not like Derek doesn't want to eat tonight.
Yeah. Or go to bed, or live, or go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Or have to edit the show.
Yeah. How much you have to... Oh, no, no.
A little bit.
Nah, I'm not going to edit anything.
Yeah. You're going to keep in things?
What
even
you
the
get
songs?
Is what you get, son.
Well, no, I cut the songs out. That's about
it. That's about it.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here.
All right, guys.
See you next time.
Wait. Websites and all that. Come on, spit it out.
RichCastRadio.com, MySpace.com/RichCastRadio.
Who's here with us tonight?
Pretty much go to anywhere and put in Aristocrats Radio and you'll find them.
Broadway Diner tonight.
Who's here with us tonight?
What?
As always, we have Derek.
As always, we have Derek, Matt, Steve, and Vaughn.
Yeah. Thanks for the chat, for actually having people in it tonight.
Yes.
Thanks, Mike, you jerk.
Wow.
I'm only kidding. You know I don't care.
Or we can go by our nicknames tonight.
What?
Snow Manion, Summer Girl, Ben Franklin, and Munchie McBagpipes.
I've never been called that.
Who calls him that? Okay. Good night, guys.